We welcome you once again. Day number three of the South Dakota State Wrestling Tournaments, and this is the day that they have chosen to put the state duel tournaments on. Remember last year when they got the state duels going once again, they mixed in first round on Thursday and semifinals as well, and then the championships were Friday night. That was a big night for Pierre Governors, of course, 1 year ago today, but here in Sioux Falls, that'll be a new challenge as it is the Governors taking on the Harrisburg Tigers in the number 4 versus number 5 seed matchup here. We'll give you a full view of the brackets coming up in just a little bit, but keep in mind this is a coverage of a state tournament event, and the broadcast of this state tournament event is being held under special arrangement.
Friday night, that was a big night for Pierre Governor.
High School Activities Association. Brian Oakland with play-by-play coming up, joined by coaches Ryan Noyes and John Calda, who will provide some commentary with it. The Governors taking on the Harrisburg Tigers. Coming up in the pregame show, brought to you by the Becky Potts of Estate Farm Insurance Agency in Pierre, we'll take a look at how the estate individual tournament went. And again, give you the brackets, both classes A and B. It was a big tournament, by the way, for the Pierre Governor girls, the first ever state team champions. So a lot to celebrate in the Pierre Governor wrestling room. The Governor boys did finish in fifth, which is something new and maybe a little new territory, I suppose you might say. But we'll talk about that fifth place finish and all the individual place finishers as well. So a whole lot of that, and of course a conversation with head coach Sean Lewis coming up as well. The Becky Potts of the State Farm pregame show and Pierre Governor State Tournament Wrestling coming up on 1060 AM, 103.1 FM KGFX, and we're online with live streaming of audio only on the KGFX page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com.
Looking for future you can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in South Dakota. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Philip Health Services would like to wish the Badlands Brawlers the best of luck at the state wrestling tournament. Philip Health has been built by tremendous community support from surrounding ranchers, farmers, and small business entrepreneurs. We want to give back with as much dedication. As we expand and renovate our nursing home, we want to say thank you for the generous support that we've received since 1956. We're currently hiring throughout the facility for licensed and non-licensed positions. Check us out on Facebook for a full listing or visit online philiphealthservices.com/jobs.
Ah, why am I so sore?
There are everyday moments.
Oh, hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Oh. Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Fight! Fight! Fight!
Call it! Class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
Did you put more on that high-interest credit card this holiday season than you expected? Why not transfer that balance onto an Owyhee Federal Credit Union credit card with a fixed rate of 9.9% APR, no balance transfer fees, and no annual fees? How could you go wrong? Stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre.
People helping people.
Welcome back again. Happy Saturday here at the Danny Sanford Premier Center in Sioux Falls. Brian Oakland with the play-by-play coming up, and once again the pregame here in our state tournament coverage of the state duels brought to you by the Becky Potts of Estate Farm Insurance Agency in Pierre. We're going to start with a glimpse of what is going to be happening today. The state duel tournament, the Pierre Governors are the 4 seed in this tournament, which as they wrestle in the 4 versus 5 setup, they'll be in the same matchup basically that they were in last year when they went all the way on to the to win the state dual championship. But Brandon Valley is the number one overall seed based on their dual records. Brandon Valley was unbeaten. The eighth seed is Brookings, and that is Bobcats and Lynx taking on each other in the Battle of the Cats in that 1-8 matchup. For the Governors, they take on number 5 Harrisburg in the first round in the top half of the bracket. The bottom half has number 2 Rapid City Stevens against number 7 Sturgis, and then number 3 Watertown against T Area. Now, we do have Class B dual tournament going on as well. The number 1 overall seed is Kimball White Lake Platte Gettys in that tournament bracket. They'll take on number 8 Philip Area in this first round. Canton and Redfield go against each other in the number 4 versus 5 setup. Winner Area, number 2, gets number 7, Bonhomme Scotland Avon, and number 3, Kingsbury County, against number 6, Parkston. So we'll be taking a glimpse in on especially that Kimball White Lake and Philip Area duel, but also keep an eye on what's going on with the Winner Warriors and Bonhomme Scotland Avon. We'll just pass along some area results of them as well. Joined by the coaches, Ryan Noyes and John Wayne Calda here, as guys kind of look back at, well, first of all, with this dual tournament, especially in that B bracket, kind of hard to believe that with the dual records that some of these teams had, you've got a team like Canton who still won another Class B tournament, even though Kimball White Lake and Winter Area and teams like Phillip are closing the gap on it. But here they are, a 4 seed. Not a 1 seed, as dominant as they contend to be.
Yeah, I mean, take a look at the Bs. I think one of the things you kind of look at right away is the amount of teams that are in that class, and so I don't think a lot of those teams are going to be seeing each other. And so, I mean, the seeding kind of comes down more to maybe common opponents or, you know, who you maybe dueled. And, you know, again, you've got some teams here today that not even a full lineup, but obviously are pretty successful where they're at. But I'm looking forward to the Bs. I think it's going to be some really good matches there between that 1, 2, 3, 4, and it's going to come down to the wire in a lot of those duels.
Yeah, they really could. And as far as the Governors are concerned here, in kind of familiar territory, if you want to call it that, playing wrestling in the 4-5 matchup, and they did go all the way to win. I think the one thing everybody's going to be questioning Coach Noyes today is how serious people are going, the teams and the coaches and the wrestlers are going to be taking this dual tournament here after expending a lot of energy and emotion over the last couple of days in the individual tournament.
Well, that might be one of the biggest things, the emotional drain. But I also talked to some of the kids in the hotel this morning, and they were pretty sore, feeling a little bit beat up. And, you know, coming into the state tournament, a lot of these kids have injuries. So 3 days in a row of this level of competition, bodies are going to be sore. Like I said, they're going to be mentally taxed a little bit as well. But once the whistle blows and the foot's on the line, these guys are going to come out and they're going to give it everything they got.
Well, it's one more chance to wrestle for your colors and your school, and there's a lot of pride you put into that, too. Talk a little bit about the last 2 days and the way that tournament ended. Coach Lewis mentioned Brandon Valley did set a record in total team points, and just you put a lot of guys in the finals. That's how that's going to be. And, of course, a lot of state champions, but there's some great individual performances and both classes A and B, and just another great event here in Sioux Falls.
Yeah, you know, you look at the powerhouse that Brandon is. I don't know how many state champs he ended up with, but it was a lot, 4 or 5. But anyway, these guys, especially our seniors, know that if they don't come out and compete, it's going to be a long day today.
Mm-hmm. So we've got 2 duels going on, or actually 8 duels will be going on all at one time. We'll focus on the Governors and the Harrisburg Tigers. These two teams started the season against each other with a matchup in Pierre. That was won quite handily by the Governors, but Harrisburg got the upper hand yesterday in several matches that these two teams and individuals of these two teams wrestled against each other in those placing matches. So we'll see how it starts out with the Governors. Of course, the winner of this Harrisburg and Pierre matchup will go into the semifinals, take on either Brandon Valley or Brookings, most likely Brandon Valley, if it's the Governors who come out on top and the win, with a win here today. We got a lot to be determined and a lot to be decided. We will take another 2-minute break. When we come back, we'll talk with Coach Sean Lewis. After, let's make it a 60-second timeout. Conversation with the coach, keys to success coming up next. This is Governor Wrestling.
South Dakota didn't always have a capital, or even a permanent settlement for that matter. there wasn't always a river city on the Missouri River. And before First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872, there wasn't always a bank in South Dakota. Every timeless institution, tradition, and thriving business was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Your Riverview family of brands in Owakomah is happy to sponsor the 2022 State Wrestling Reports. We are proud of you, your hard work, and your dedication. Congratulations to all coaches, teachers, and parents that support the many student activities at our area schools. We are all about family at Riverview, and we always treat you like family. We are now Central South Dakota's Bobcat dealer. All the best brands for travel, work, and fun. Chevrolet, Buick, Bobcat, Sylvan, Smokercraft, and U-Haul. See us online at riverviewfamily.com.
All right, keys to success coming into state dual tournament day for the defending champion Pierre Governors. In this event, let's talk with Coach Sean Lewis about what's to come. But first of all, what has happened so far this couple of days, Coach? The team finishing in fifth in the state individual tournament and the brackets and things like that. It's kind of uncharted territory for a lot of Pierre Govs and fans. But still, it still feels like it was just a good tournament all around for a lot of kids that you had. And, you know, it's just the competition is starting to build quite a bit in this tournament.
Yeah, you know, there are years where 144 points used to win this entire tournament. And to think that we scored 139.5 and yet, you know, ultimately finished in fifth place, it was just one match out of fourth. And, you know, you think about it, you're like, man, fifth place. You know, I just don't know about that. That doesn't sound good as far as Governor Wrestling is concerned, but I tell you what, I thought we wrestled fantastic these last 2 days. I thought us placing, you know, those 10 kids and, you know, having all 14 right there to be able to have the shot to be able to place was, you know, a pretty special tournament. And, you know, you really just can't control what anybody else does. And so, you know, ultimately, if I look at our performance, I was very happy with what we did with matches and putting up points. And, you know, other teams just got more points than we did.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a record-setting year out of Brandon Valley and, you know, and then the rest of them after that.
A couple of guys in the finals and Blake Judson, a senior going out. I mean, obviously kind of deck stacked against him with the matchups that he had, but a great champion for his sake and for Deegan Huska, the way he rose up and showed everybody what he's capable of and what he may be capable of next year is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, I talked to both those guys at length after their matches, and, you know, I thank Blake for all he's done for a team. Is really, he's been the motor that's, you know, turned the wheels on this team the last couple years, just with his work ethic and going out there and grinding and embodying, you know, everything we want out of a wrestler. And then, you know, with Deegan, it was, you know, hey, take the loss, you know, tuck it in your guts, let it fuel you. You pretty much rested on one arm and one leg, and yet you still have the will to get yourself into the finals.
And got thrown on his head in that championship match, too.
You know, and battling through that and just that whole match and everything else. But ultimately, you know, it'd be short-lived, and he's got to be the leader that's going to, you know, roll this team for next year, both by his work ethic and by, you know, example. And I think he's ready to take that next step and get his body healed up over the summer and get done what needs to get done, you know, in order to get this team back where, you know, ultimately we want to be for places.
And how cool is it for Coach Thorson and Heasley and for the girls to say, hey, we were the first ever. That's a record you can't take away.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of selfishly wishing we'd have this, you know, some girls' points last year, and they didn't keep them and, you know, awarding that. But, you know, those guys have done a fantastic job with those girls and the progressive development. And our school district was very progressive, you know, hired a head girls and a head assistant where a lot of other schools weren't willing to do it. We had the numbers, so, I mean, I think it made sense to take steps in that direction, and so they did it. And I think, I mean, you saw what happened because
kids, but the programs like us at Canton that have girls coaches that are dedicated to that, and that's their only team. Those are the teams right now that are rising above the rest.
All right, state dual day today. You start with the Harrisburg Tigers, one of the teams that snuck in ahead of you in the individual standings, but this is back to what you love a lot, and I know it's the dual format, and you know how, I guess the first question is, how do you feel about it being all on a Saturday this time?
You know, I've got mixed feelings on it being on a Saturday right now, especially after the marathon that, you know, coaching staff and our kids have been through in the last 2 days, you know, putting all of our energy into that. Now it's like we got to completely re-gear and get ready for this. But, you know, ultimately I'll wait and save my feelings and thoughts until after we're done here because, you know, I'm still a very competitive fool and I want to go out and perform and I want to beat everybody. So, you know, ultimately that's the task at hand for today.
Well, and if you can build off of the excitement from last year's finish and you know, and find a way to become state champions again. That's the driving force here.
Absolutely. I mean, you gotta believe, and you know, there's a lot of attrition that goes on into this because right now, I mean, it's a battle. All of these teams, you know, we're in the top six, top eight, pretty much, and you know, all of us were in championship matches, and all of us were in placement matches, and so it is actually a pretty even playing field when you think about it in those terms.
You know, you brought more from the team too, and you get a chance to get other kids an opportunity to wrestle one more time and maybe, you know, get some state tournament experience, which is going to be good for the next couple of years.
Yeah, you know, some of those guys we brought with to wrestle and some of them won't. It's going to depend on matchups and things like that because ultimately we're trying to chase school wins. So, you know, I think it's a perfect place for like Chase Sarda, who was in our lineup all year long and they've done things. And, you know, he's going to get another chance to step in and do what he did all year long, which is kind of form and go ahead and get his hand raised.
All right. For Harrisburg, and first and foremost, keys to success for this day as well.
I mean, we got to win the tight matches against Harrisburg. That was what we did in the duel earlier in the year. We won all the tough, tight matches, and you know, they didn't wrestle their heavyweight or their 120 against us in that duel, so you know, we've got to try and overcome and get wins at those two weight classes to make sure that we've got a similar score.
You had a lot of matchups with those guys yesterday in the placing matches, and some were, you know, I think for the most part they got the better of you and it'd be a good opportunity to get some of them back.
Absolutely, that's some of the stuff that we talked about. To say you want revenge on that guy, you got that bad taste in your mouth, go ahead and get that bad taste out of your mouth here today.
Coach, appreciate your time. You got a voice enough to go today, three rounds?
I don't care if I do or I don't. I'm going to get the point across one way or another.
All right, Coach, appreciate your time. Good luck, all right?
Thank you, appreciate it.
Sean Lewis, the head coach of the Governors, as coaches' comments and keys to success are part of our Becky Potts of a State Farm pregame show. Let's give you the starting lineups in this one. They're announcing the game officials, but actually we're going to pause here for national anthem. So let's take a 90, well, let's make it a two-minute timeout. We'll come back and breeze through our starting lineups, and then we'll be wrestling before too long here. The state dual tournament is on KGFX and DRGNews.com.
Montana Dakota Utilities' slogan, in the community to serve, goes beyond providing safe and reliable natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
More to offer than ever before, it's the Oasis Pump and Pack Sinclair in Ocoma. Now offering Oasis Pump and Pack gift cards in any amount, ideal for any occasion. Your fast and easy one stop for hot food from Gourmet Grub and Hot Stuff Pizza. Ideal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Call in your orders at 234-5325. Open daily 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oasis Pump and Pack in Ocoma. Proud of our area students and their participation in all the activities that enrich our lives.
Every team knows that the two-point play can be a winning move. And that's why the team at Potsipa State Farm Insurance are here to help you go for two by combining your home and auto insurance. It's a great call that saves you time and money. So go for the win and score savings by combining your home and auto. Just another way they're here to help life go right. Call Potsipa State Farm Insurance at 224-4173 today.
Back at the Denny Sanford Premier Center for our national anthem, we had a treat. There was a young man on an electric guitar playing our national anthem. I got to tell you guys, the last time I saw a national anthem being performed on electric guitar in this building or in this complex in the old Sioux Falls Arena, it was Kiss playing the national anthem. So that was pretty cool, pretty awesome. Man, I feel good about that. Now, let's run through starting lineups here for the Pierre Governors. The starting lineups are brought to you by, I forget my list real quick, and we're going to have to run them down, but the starter is sponsored by Montana Dakota Utilities in the community to serve. They're going to start at 285 pounds, and again, some of these teams are kind of have to going to we'll have to adjust and overcome. For the Governors, for 285 pounds, that'll start with Joshua Rydberg, the junior. And for Pierre, of course, rolling back over to 106 pounds, Alex Odekoven at 113. Lincoln Schoenhardt, Noah Williams, Nate Williams, Tristan Spencer, Blake Judson, Hayden Schaefer, or Chase Sarda at 145 and 152. Deegan Huska, who made the finals at 152 for the Governors last night, will not wrestle today. At 160, Jaden Wiebe, then 170, Lucas Chamberlain. 182, Chance Sarda. 195 will be Gavin Stotts. And then at 220 with Elijah Bucci. 285 here, it's Joshua Rydberg. He takes on Josh Larson to start the day's events, though. And Josh Larson, the big fella for the Harrisburg Tigers. Coach Lewis mentioned that Larson did not wrestle when these two teams wrestled early on. Larson had a big football season, and I think early on maybe recovering from some nagging injuries. Right now, guys, these two teams, these two guys wrestled, I think, for fifth place yesterday. Larson got the better of Rydberg, but the first thing you notice is quite a big size advantage to Josh Larson of Harrisburg.
Yeah, I wasn't really surprised when you said he had a good football career. Just looking at him or season, he's definitely put together.
First thing I'm going to listen right now, though, if, you know, one guy that's ready to go is Josh Rydberg. Yeah. He's coming out, and he's waking Larson up a little bit with just his activity and just constant pressure on the head here. He's kind of hopefully setting the tone for the rest of the Governors' duel.
You know, and I think for Rydberg, you know, you want to come out here and get a good start. That's always key in the duel, and it's different for the big guys to be the first out and to get going here as they work to the top of the mat, far side. Here comes Larson right back at Rydberg, and now they'll be out of bounds. Greg Roach of Brookings officiating this first mat, our Law on the Mat, sponsored by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office and their Division of Consumer Protection. We thank our game officials for doing a thankless job in officiating high school sports. So Josh Rydberg and Josh Larson as well, they'll stay on their feet the entire first 2 minutes. No score yet. Our first duel, our first match of the first duel of the day. Hoping to bring you three of them overall. As we begin now in the up position for Rydberg, the referee's position to begin this second period. Watertown and T area across the way from us. We were lucky to have the Governors right in front of us here. Larson up on his feet, but Rydberg trying to make him do the splits up in the air, trying to get him back down. And he has to throw that foot away, and Josh Larson will gain a one-point escape to strike first here.
Yeah, something Roach missed there. It looks like a Harrisburg kid, Larson, may have grabbed Rydberg's singlet, which I saw our coaching staff kind of getting on him a little bit. That should be a 1 point. If you remember a couple years ago,
Reagan Bolwig,
yeah, a couple
against
times.
Harrisburg.
Against Harrisburg,
yep.
You're exactly right.
Against Gavin Gulbranson in that particular night. Well, they don't have the names up on the board. I was kind of hoping they would. So we'll just kind of have to go according to Hoyle and what we expect, and maybe have to listen for announcements as just in case anybody or any of these teams put different guys out there here. And again, we know that Deegan Huska will not wrestle for the Governors here today. Suffered some nagging injuries in his championship match last night. Now Rydberg's got a leg up in the air. Josh Larson with a good trip up and a takedown. Larson will score two, and he ups his lead to 3-0. 3-0 here with 29 seconds left. And again, Watertown got off to a pretty good start in their matchup with T area. That's a 3-6, but the one that matches up with Pier in Harrisburg is Kitty Corner from us to our far right, and that is where Brandon Valley and Brookings are dueling each other. There's Larson with another good trip-up move. That's pretty good flexibility there for Josh Larson to be able to reach back around with that leg and get Rydberg's foot out from underneath it. 5 seconds to go, second period, and a 3-0 lead, but Larson got Rydberg turned over. And at a time of 3 minutes and 59 seconds, that is a win by fall for Josh Larson of Harrisburg. And Harrisburg will strike first with a 6-0 lead. Guys, that match, I was just assuming would go to the third period as time was winding down, but Josh Larson with a pretty good job turning over there.
Yeah, 1 second left on the clock. You hate to see that.
So we'll go to 106 pounds, and Alex Odekoven will wrestle for the Governors against Tyler Wirth of the Harrisburg Tigers. Harrisburg with their 106-pounder. Placing yesterday, Odekoven suffered a bit of a disappointing loss to a T-area opponent on Thursday, but he came all the way back and hit the consolation championship, and this is not Tyler Wirth. They just announced a name, I believe, of Lamont, as Odekoven has taken it to him so far. Cradle locked up here for Alex Odekoven, the Harrisburg wrestler on his back. Three more matches. Again, bumps, bites, and bruises are going to be the norm for a lot of these wrestlers, and we don't expect everybody to be wrestling for all teams. Odekoven with three back points now will be awarded. He'll take a 5-0 lead 1 minute into this 106-pound match, second match of the day. And Alex will try to go to work once again. Well, we're hoping to look in on some of these other matches, especially with Kimball White Lake, Platte Geddes, and Phillip area. There's a pin for Odekoven, as he will pin Lamont of Harrisburg. At a time on this one of 1 minute and 17 seconds, we've got a 6-6 tie. On the Wegner Auto scoreboard, sponsored by Wegner Auto Company in Pier, the one place to go. Emery Johnson coming to the mat here for Harrisburg. He'll take on Lincoln Schoenhard, the eighth grader for the Governors. Schoenhard coming out with a lot of energy here.
Yeah, I like what I see out of the first three wrestlers, even though heavyweight didn't go our way. And it's we're definitely coming out trying to prove a point early.
Right now we're looking at a rematch of a first-round matchup that these two wrestlers had against each other on Thursday. It was won by Johnson 6-5. So as Coach Lewis had mentioned, there were a lot of matchups between Pier and Harrisburg in the individual brackets, and there's some opportunities for the Governors to try to make amends and, right their wrongs, so to speak. Here's Schoenhard taking a shot, got the leg up in the air. Going to find a way to get Johnson down on the mat.
Yeah, I got to believe this one's going to be a little bit personal. You know, I think Lincoln had higher expectations for himself for this tournament and didn't finish the way he wanted it to. So here's an opportunity to maybe get a win back.
Yeah, and still just an eighth grader, but, and he had that experience last year. I don't know if he was a little shell-shocked or what the case might have been last year. I would think this year, just you just have such quality top to bottom in each bracket. It's tough to get things to go your way. Still scoreless here, 45 seconds to go first period.
We talked a little bit throughout the weekend, or I should say Thursday and Friday, just about, you know, obviously you get to the state tournament, you really want to focus on what you do well and try to take what the other kid does well kind of out of the picture. And, you know, going back to the first match between these two, I think the one position we probably want to stay out of is going to be in that down position. I know he got tilted in the second period, struggled a little bit getting out on bottom, I think, in the third period. I think if we can manage to get through this first period without any points scored.
Well, this is Johnson making the move as he's got Schoenhardt down. It was Lincoln's move to make, but Johnson was able to work his way around, and he will get a two-point takedown as the first period comes to an end. And two back points as well counted. So 4-0 our score here. Schoenhardt has the choice deferred to him, and he's going to choose neutral. Which is interesting, Coach Call, that you just mentioned. You want to stay out of that down position, it seems. And that's what Lincoln chooses here, staying out of it.
And I think he's good on his feet. Just a little mental lapse there with the last couple seconds, you know, maybe not finishing like he should have. But I still think this is probably where he's good at. And if he can get on top, I think that's a good position for him as well.
Trying to shoot for two legs here, but Johnson's staying pretty stiff and not giving an inch as of yet.
On rack four, Tegan Grubb versus Jacob Feldman.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4 are the Class B mats and duels going on. Mats 5, 6, 7, and 8 are the A mats. A pretty good crowd. You look around, we were kind of thinking maybe we wouldn't see near the crowd. Certainly not the crowd we had last night, which was a full house, but I would say there's plenty of people here today so far on a Saturday morning. Here's Schoenhardt trying to make his move. He's got to get that arm cleared, though. And out of bounds, they'll end here on our near side. Schoenhardt, as he tries to stretch out his right shoulder, popping back up. Looks like Lincoln's getting a little aggressive there. It's what he needs to do right here. Under a minute to go, second period. Still 4-0, Emory Johnson. The duel is tied at 6-6. Pin for Josh Larson at heavyweight for Harrisburg. Over Joshua Rydberg, a pin for Alex Odekoven of Pierre over Stephen Lamont of Harrisburg. Not Tyler Wirth, who placed at 106 pounds in the individual tournament. There's a shot taken here and an attempt for Johnson, but out of bounds they'll go and back to the middle again. Still on their feet, second period, 30 seconds to wrestle. Schoenhardt comes after him again. Hands locking up. Emory Johnson is a sophomore for the Tigers. Schoenhardt, of course, just the eighth grader for the Govs. 5 seconds to go. Speaking of the eighth graders, Coach Noyes especially, they're getting better and better all the time. And I was thinking when Alex Odekoven finishes third yesterday, that might be the best finish ever in the state tournament for a Pierre Governor wrestler as an eighth grader.
Yeah, it is impressive. I mean, eighth grade, oftentimes anymore you're wrestling kids around your age, but there's occasionally a sophomore or somebody in there. And you look at Mitchell, I believe, has a senior at 106 pounds. So to be able to compete with those upperclassmen, that's pretty neat to see.
It's a good shot for Emory Johnson. He'll get the takedown here to start the third period as they start at neutral again. See area getting a win over Watertown across the way in a high-scoring match. It was 12-12, but T gets a pin. Or maybe they're keeping that was the score of the match. Maybe they do show the dual score at the end of the match there. Might be 12-12. But Emory Johnson in control here for Harrisburg, 1:15 to go. Now I see the dual score on the bottom now. So, yeah, 12-12, Watertown and Harrisburg. Watertown and T area, rather. Brandon Valley out to a 4-0 lead on Brookings. Rapid City Stevens up 3-0 on Sturgis. Looks like the home team's listed first. We're the top of the bracket team. Two back points again. Looks like Greg Roach said two for green. That should have been for red. Now 8-0 here, a major decision margin as Emery Johnson. Stalling call here, second time for Schoenard. So now add another point to Harrisburg. 8-0 the score, should be 9-0 now, but Lincoln Schoenard running out of gas and running out of time. Emery Johnson impressive here today. It's a 1-point escape. As they go out of bounds with 2 seconds left. And they're going to check that score. I believe it should be 9-1. There was a penalty point allowed, given to Emery Johnson for a couple of stalling calls on Lincoln Schoenard. So still, even though Schoenard got an escape, it's a major decision margin, and he will win it by the score of 9-1, and the Harrisburg Tigers reclaim the lead 10-6 on the Governors. Let's pause for 30 seconds and we'll go to 120 pounds. This is Peer Governors State Tournament Wrestling.
You've received a call or text message indicating there's a problem with your cell phone, your taxes, your Medicare benefits, or your utilities. And the only way to get it cleared up is to either put funds on a gift card or send cash. All of these are scams designed to obtain your hard-earned funds. Contact the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division at 1-800-300-1986. Another red flag is the call or text comes in after work hours or on the weekend. Don't become a victim. Let Consumer Protection do some checking for you before you send any funds.
Welcome back as we go to 120 pounds here, the state dual tournament. First round, Governors trail the Harrisburg Tigers 10-6, and at 120 pounds, this is our fourth match of the day. Started at 285. For the Governors, it's Noah Williams, the senior, as he takes on Carter Ratcliffe of the Tigers. Ratcliffe is a junior. Ratcliffe, like Josh Larson at heavyweight, did not wrestle the Governors when they started the season off in their dual schedule at Riggside Gym. Actually, I think Harrisburg had already been to Watertown for a dual tournament before that, but that was the first dual for the Governors. It's interesting. Williams got his the shoulder strap of his singlet pulled down lower the shoulder. How does that happen without being having it being grabbed? Yeah. Carter Ratcliffe trying to work his way in around. He's got the first two on Noah Williams. 38 seconds to go. Sturgis with a pin in that matchup over against Rapid City Stevens to our right. Watertown, it looks like, got a pin as well. 18-12. They lead at T area. Brandon Valley up on top of Brookings now 13-0. Winner of that duel takes on the winner of this one in the semifinals. They'll wrestle them all out. The schedule for today basically has it rolling 15 minutes afterward. I imagine when all of the duels are done, they'll take a 15-minute break, and then they'll get ready for the second round of duels, whether the championship or the consolation semifinals. Williams up on his feet trying to break free from Carter Ratcliffe. Not happening as of yet, as the first period comes to an end. 2-0, Ratcliffe with the lead. Carter Ratcliffe was a place finisher, 7th place in this tournament. Noah Williams, unfortunately, did not place in the individual bracket tournament, as he was beaten out on Thursday after going 1-2 in the tournament. Another good example of just the quality top to bottom on some of these brackets.
Yeah, it's funny too how, you know, you can go all year and not see some of these kids, and then you show up at the state tournament, you don't see them. You go to the state duels, and then you turn around and you get to see some of them. So sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes it's not so much fun.
probably a lot better to have something to learn on, something to go by, something to watch film on, and what you did wrong against somebody one time and maybe what you can try to correct the next time, rather than watching film and seeing how other kids approach wrestling a certain opponent.
Yeah, that can go both ways.
Yeah,
I mean, they obviously can study you up as well and kind of know what you do well. You know, I kind of like the shock and awe, you know, in a wrestling match, and maybe a kid not knowing you very well and being able to do what you can do instead of having to try to maybe change your tactic up a little bit.
A reset here after being out of bounds. Second period has Ratcliffe on top. Williams in the down. Still 2-0. Carter Ratcliffe leading. As Carter Ratcliffe is the, again, a junior, but just another one of these guys. It seems like he's been around a while. As they head to the far side of the mat, still on the mat, Noah Williams trying to get up on his feet. Ratcliffe cut him down again. Got Governor Wrestlers dancing around in front of us. We might have to stand up a little bit here. 13 seconds to go, second period. Williams would love to be able to get up and get out here, but he's spun around again and stays down. And the third period will approach with still a 2-0 lead.
Still very much in this match.
Carter Ratcliffe will choose neutral to start the third period here. Trying to take a look at some of these Class B mats and see who's got what going on. It's a 24-6 score in the matchup between, well, I forget the brackets now. Kingsbury County is on three. It's Parkston and Kingsbury County right now. Might be Parkston in the lead in that one, the sixth seed, if the visiting team is listed second. Well, we had another takedown meanwhile for Carter Ratcliffe as Noah Williams trails 4-0. Trying to keep this a decision now, minimize bonus points. Harrisburg got a bonus point in the previous match with Carter Ratcliffe, or rather with Emery Johnson, a major decision victory over Lincoln Schoenhardt at 9-1. Tigers lead 10-6 now. Some of these matches breezing right along. Watertown and T area are already three weight classes ahead of where we are in this one. They've had some quick finishes. Ratcliffe still very strong up top here. Well, if Noah Williams was in this match, he's just finding it hard to get out of the grasp of his opponent here.
Yeah, now you're trying to, you know, obviously try to come back and win, but also not put yourself in danger to give up a major as well. I mean, that's just the tough, you know, kind of tough part about wrestling these duels is you obviously want to win, but you got to keep yourself in good position and obviously worry about the duel score as well.
Ratcliffe got him turned over. Only 2 seconds were counted, though, so no points awarded here to Carter Ratcliffe. And with 5 seconds to go, that's how this one will come to an end as Ratcliffe will add 3 for the Tigers as they take a 13-6 lead. The 4-0 final here at 120 pounds. We'll go to 126 after a 30-second break. You're listening to Pierce State Tournament Governor Wrestling.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gators. Pizza, pasta, subs in the Northridge Plaza. Ready to try something new and tasty? Pop on out and try Gator's new Eastern Indian Curry Chicken Pasta or Pizza. An aromatic bouquet of an amazing flavorful sauce, accompanied with our gourmet garlic chicken, Parmesan cream sauce, then topped with fire-roasted peppers and onions, and then grated Parmesan cheese. Spice level is super low on this item. Gator's has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, or delivery through DoorDash.
Gotta go to Gator Pizza.
Back again to the Denny Sanford Premier Center in Sioux Falls as Nate Williams takes the mat for the Pier Governors and Right now, I'm not quite sure who his opponent is. Harrisburg, I was trying to go on their state tournament roster. They did not have a wrestler in the state tournament at 126 pounds, so we'll wait for the announcement, which is coming up.
You know, Coach Caldwell made a good point, minimizing the damage here a little bit. You know, in the individual tournament, when the time is, you know, running out, you can afford to take a risk, and kind of what Coach was talking about, you can't really do that in a dual format. You know, you end up falling to your back and getting pinned, and you're just giving up 6 points versus three.
And it is Nate Williams against Dylan O'Connor for Harrisburg. And O'Connor may not have participated in the state tournament, but he's shown some things here so far. Has had opportunities, but Nate Williams is the one who appears to be on top. He's got to get his leg free, though, if he wants to get a takedown. 45 seconds to go here in period number one. Matt 2, winner area with a 30-9 lead on Bonhomme Scotland Avon. There's two for Nate Williams here. 30 seconds to go, first period. Coming across the face, see if he can get something done here. And Nate Williams with a surge. Nate was able to place sixth in the state tournament, but he slips out of this, and O'Connor will turn him around. Dylan O'Connor is just an eighth grader for the Harrisburg Tigers.
You got to commend Williams there for trying to do something with the last 30 seconds, but also situation is try to finish the period on top and not put yourself in danger, giving up any points as well. Just ride tough and hopefully, you know, go into that second period 2-0. So we'll see how this develops here.
Had that look on his face of disappointment in himself. He'll try to pick things up a little bit here. Still a starting neutral second period. And now Nate coming at his man. And there's a two-point takedown. Back on top goes Nate Williams of the Governors. Harrisburg winning 3 out of 4 four matches so far. They lead the Tiger, the Governors 13-6. As Nate Williams has a 4-2 advantage so far here. 30 seconds gone by in the second period. Quick matches again in that Watertown and T area duel. It's like Watertown up now 24-12 in that one. Williams on a reset, wraps the right arm around in the up position with a 4-2 advantage. Talk about winner off and running. And Matt 1 all the way across the way. Top seed Kimball White Lake Platte Getty's trailing apparently Phillip Area by the score of 12-6 right now. Williams trying to find a way to get his to get Dylan O'Connor turned over.
Yeah, just thread that right arm through.
Yep, trying to lock hands up there. Well, he slips out of that grip. And a pin over there for Redfield on Canton. Redfield trailing big, though, 36-12 in the 4-5 matchup in Class B. Kimball White Lake, Platte Gettys, and again, Phillip Area, who finished fifth in that tournament. They were a little short-handed, as it turned out. Kimball White Lake Platte Gettys showed a lot of great things, both boys and girls. Now, we talked about it a little bit before, but I think that's the exciting thing about Class B. It's not just the Canton Seahawks show anymore, even though they won their fifth tournament in a row. But that is that's going to be fun battles here for the next several years. Winter area in there and all of the things that they have, although they lose some super seniors this year, and winter area going to be having some big shoes to fill.
Yeah, and like Canton, they always seem to kind of rebuild, just whether or not they can rebuild just as well as Canton can. But Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting to that set today and in the future years.
We're in the third period now, 30 seconds in. Still 4-2. Nate Williams is in the down position to start the period. Up on his feet now, gets free of Dylan O'Connor. 5-2. Nate with the lead. He came right back and trying to use the right leg of O'Connor to get Dylan down on the mat for a third time here. And up in the air, O'Connor down, and there's two more for Nate Williams. 7-2. Now it's time to score if you're Nate Williams. Try to get some bonus points of your own. 45 seconds left. And you really have to decide now if you can't get him turned over, you got to cut him and take him down again if you can, right?
Yeah, you'd have to get two quick takedowns. So he could just lock up a cradle or something here and get three-point near fall, we'll be in good shape.
Stalemate ruled by Mr. Roach on the mat. 31 seconds to go on the reset. 7-2 as Williams working to half Nelson here as he's trying to get him over. Now he's pulling him in the other direction. Governor's sensing some urgency here in this match. Got to hand it to this eighth grader who did not place in the region high enough to wrestle in the state tournament. He's held his own a little bit. Going to be a decision win for the Governors. 7-2 for Nate Williams as he gets the victory. Tack on three for Pierre. They're back within four. Your score on the Wagner Auto scoreboard, Harrisburg 13 and the Governors 9. 30 seconds up to 132 next. This is Pierre Governor Wrestling.
Health, happiness, and home. Hi, this is Tara Sonnenschein of Kathy Sonnenschein Properties. We have moved. Visit us at our new office, 301 West Capitol Avenue. We look forward to helping you with all your real estate needs. Our office has been successfully serving the buyers and sellers of the Pierre-Fort Pierre area for over 47 years. Our team has extensive training in the real estate field, and it's our goal to provide you with superior service. Contact me, Tara Sonnenschein, at 605-224-5588.
Back in Sioux Falls once again at the Denny. Up to 132 pounds. Tristan Spencer wrestling for the Pierre Governors. He would be taking on Corbin Akenga. This is a rematch of yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. Spencer placing fifth. Akenga actually placed seventh in that individual tournament. And Tristan Spencer beat Corbin Akenga in the third round wrestlebacks to get to the fifth place honors. That's what put Akenga in the wrestlebacks. It was a 2-0 win for Tristan Spencer. So looks like we could have a tight one coming up here, although Akenga, the aggressor here, first minute in, and it is Corbin Akenga who gets a 2-point takedown. Well, the Govs are looking for revenge. I guess some of the Harrisburg wrestlers may be as well. Corbin Akenga included. Spencer spins out of that, and a nice reversal here with some quickness. And then out of bounds, Akenga looked like he was about to get out of it, but he ran out of room. That was a beautiful spin for Tristan Spencer. Gets him up in the air and puts him back to the mat. That was an example of the beauty and the science of wrestling, you know, and how you can find an opening and spin your way out.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of guys run a good Granby like he just did right there. I mean, it's pretty tough. You got to get your feet separated. You got to get your hips off the bottom, and kind of caught Harrisburg kid off guard.
Yeah. There's definitely an art to being on top too, and Tristan picked him up and put him down with authority, and it looked like the Harrisburg wrestler was going to come out on top, but Tristan quickly had his legs in and made it real difficult for him.
First period done. It's 2-2, and it is Spencer in the down position here to start the second period. Boy, seconds were being counted there. From this vantage point, I couldn't even see that Spencer was turned around, but
he had a leg trap. The Harrisburg wrestler had a leg trap, and you can only have it for so long before they call you for stalling.
So it wasn't near fall seconds as Spencer gets put back to the floor there. Almost got put down on his left shoulder, though, and Tristan almost got a Kanga away from him. Hasn't broken free yet, and here he's coming up with a possibility of an adverse.
Yep, there we go.
There it is. Greg Roach, he's telling the Pier bench, take it easy, I got it.
Yeah, I shouldn't have called about 2 seconds before that. I was with the coaching staff on that one.
4-2 now. Spencer with that two-point reversal takes the lead here in the second period. Down to the 45-second mark.
And what fun wouldn't it be if you were getting on Roach a little bit for his reffing? I mean, that's just kind of part of the nature.
I always thought, you know, that's accurate, but I always thought, too, if I had a big match and I needed somebody incredibly competent reffing it, he's the guy you
want. Oh, absolutely.
Greg from Brookings. Here's Spencer trying to work on Corbin Okenga. 4-2 with the lead and 15 seconds to wrestle. He checks time. So try to do something in short time now. Brandon Valley pitching a shutout on Brookings now, 34-0. As they're up to 145 pounds. Third period coming up. Second period through. 4-2 here. You know, this match has all the makings to go right down to the wire, too, and I think that's going to keep, that's going to be one thing that keeps both teams putting their best lineups out there.
Yeah, it seems to me like there's been a lot of moving and shaking with the lineups, not necessarily for Pier, but on the Harrisburg side this time around.
Spencer tried a half Nelson right. That didn't happen. Now another big pickup and return to the mat by Spencer. As he works on top here in the third period, Tristan in trouble as Okenga is able to spin around and get a two-point reversal. We're tied again at 4-4.
Part of that, you know, when you pick him up and return him to the mat like that is you're making a statement, letting him know that you come up, I'm bringing you back down to the mat and doing it with authority. But as you do that, you want to make sure that you're putting yourself in good position so that you don't get reversed quickly, and that's kind of what happened here.
All right, Okenga lets him up. That's a one-point escape here for Spencer. He leads with 50 seconds, 5-0 to go. 5-4. Tristan comes with the shot.
Keep driving.
Got two legs. He settles for one. Right now, buying some time for himself, but stalemate will be ruled, and they'll go back and start neutral again. Here's another quick shot for a single leg.
Stay tight to it. Get ahead of the inside.
Spencer looks more like he's just trying to hang on, and that he could not.
Whistle.
Oh, was there a whistle on another mat that he heard?
God.
It wasn't on this mat, so Okenga takes advantage, gets a 6-5 lead with a two-point takedown, and that's how this one comes to an end. Tristan Spencer a little upset on that one as Okenga gets the decision, and Harrisburg back on top by 7, 16-9. Scoreboard brought to you by Wagner Auto Company and Pier, the one place to go. Tristan Spencer is visibly upset. So coming up next here at 138 pounds, it'll be Blake Judson of the Pier Governors against Peyton Tryon. Coach Chad, you're going to go have a chat with Tristan Spencer, try to calm him down just a little bit. Blake Judson, who made the finals for the second year in a row, losing to Alex Mincer of Brandon Valley last night, trying to go up and under and find a way to get Peyton Tryon down on the mat. Tryon had a pretty good tournament, finished sixth himself. There's Judson with a takedown. Plus, trying on his back for 3 seconds. Good enough for 2 more points. Judson with a 4-point start to this one.
Pretty risky first period throw there by Judson, but you could watch his body language as these matches aren't going the way we'd like him to, and he was visibly disappointed. So I suppose he's coming out here trying to make something big happen.
Yeah, definitely would be a good time for a 6-point match here if you're the Govs. Trailing by 7 as we're hitting the halfway point once this one comes to an end. 35 seconds to wrestle, out of bounds over to the Tiger bench. And back to the middle.
Talk about a kid that just loves the sport of wrestling. Blake is just, he's a gamer and he's ready to go all the time. Super consistent.
I talk to his folks, I see what they post on social media. 13 years of state tournaments for this kid and he's placed 12 times. Right. That is, that's pretty good consistency there.
Yeah. You have to love this sport if you're going to be as successful as he's been. It's just, I mean, it's a lot to it, and it's not an easy sport.
Yeah, Tryon got on his feet. Judson will ride him out of bounds. As they come back, Peyton Tryon just looks like he's got 3 or 4 inches in height on Blake Judson. And the first period done. Good start for Judson with a 4-0 lead. And he'll stay in the up position to begin the second period. Now Judson down and around. Quick scan of scores. Watertown on top of T area, 30-19. Brandon Valley over Brookings, 40-0, as they're up to 152 pounds. Sturgis and Rapid City Stevens are pretty tight at 138 pounds, with Stevens on top 13-12. Here, Harrisburg leads the Governors 16-9, as Blake Judson still works on top. Parkston leads Kingsbury County in a 6-over-3 matchup, 30-22. Phillip Area still leading Kimball White Lake there at 12-10. The Brawlers lead that one. Canton handling Redfield 48-18. Winner the same as they lead Bonham Scotland Avon 46-9. Judson able to, let up his opponent. A 1-point escape for Peyton Tryon. It's a 4-1 lead for Blake Judson. 45 seconds to wrestle now. To the edge, and Judson will throw him down and get back points as Judson's toes still in bounds. 3 back points here for Blake Judson. Good 5-point flurry. Coach Noisy said it was risky in the first period. I think given where he was in this sense, not risky at all. That's exactly what he was trying to do.
Yeah, every throw is risky. But, yeah, he's again, I think he is just on a mission right now to try and get this team fired up again.
When you look at him on top right now, he's not able to score a lot of points, so he's going to get to somewhere where he can score some points, and that's going to be on his feet. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see him go back up again in the third period pretty solid here. We need something quick here, though.
Up on his feet, and again, with that length, Tryon able to break free. Judson tried to trip him up, couldn't do it. 3-2-1. Second period comes to an end, but still a commanding lead here for Blake Judson at 9-2 as we'll go to the third. Judson bridging up immediately. Tryon trying to hang on. He does get Blake back to the mat, but Blake Judson seems to be the one that's on top now. There you go, a 2-point reversal for Blake. Falling by the wayside, but now he gets his center of gravity back in a good spot.
You know, so much wrestling, it seems like these days, is fixated on doing what you do really, really well. But there's an example of wrestling every situation. And obviously a kid that's been around, like I said, 13 years, been wrestling state tournaments, he's able to wrestle every situation and know, again, how to get an advantage in those situations. Fun to watch.
He has a major margin now, back at 11-2. Kimball Whitelake Platte Geddes, after a 126-pound match, now leads Philip Area 13-12.
Let's
Here's
go,
another one.
Let's go.
Blake Judson trying to get Tryon on his back.
Let's go.
Plenty of time. A minute to go. Third period. Now seconds are being counted. Blake Judson.
Gonna get that leg
trying
separated.
To get the pin here. This one's tight. Here, bench thinks it's there. Coaches in the booth think it's there. Still can't get it. Three back points will be given as Judson builds the lead to 12 now, 14-2. Tryon gets out of it. That's a one-point escape. Blake still in good position. 30 seconds to go.
Something tight, whatever it is.
And I think it's important to mention that this kid from Harrisburg is a pretty good wrestler.
He is.
And a 14-3 match.
You need a four-point move for a technical fall here, by the way, if possible. 14-3, very impressive from Blake Judson, is what you're saying.
Right.
Tries to trip him up. Not going to get it done. That'll be a major decision. Good win for Blake Judson, though, as the Governor's back within three now. 16-13, Tigers halfway through. It's halftime, and halftime in KGFX broadcast sponsored by CHS River Plains. We'll hear from them and Hayden Schaefer coming up at 1:45 next. This is Governor Wrestling.
You ask, we listen. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorjewski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
Back in Sioux Falls, as 145 pounds has come and gone, Hayden Schaefer took the mat, but nobody from Harrisburg reported. Logan O'Connor might have been the guy, but the Governors tack on six, and now they have the lead as we go to 152 pounds. Halftime again from CHS River Plains and KGFX broadcast here. Pure Governor Wrestling in the state tournament. Brian Oakland with Ryan Noyes and John Caldwell. Watching the Governors, who lead now 19-16. Here the Governors on the top of the bracket would be the home team for what it's worth. They're the second on the scoreboard, so that kind of makes me wonder how some of these other matches and duels are going as we try to provide scoring updates. Chase Sarda on the mat for the Governors in place of Deegan Huska. Deegan with just too many injuries after last night, especially. That championship match was quite a war of attrition. But here working with Brandon Simunek.
No, I think this is O'Connor here.
Oh, O'Connor moved up.
Yeah,
okay,
so they
now they've got him up.
Go,
okay,
yep.
That's what we wanted to see. Logan O'Connor. O'Connor placed well in this tournament as he's got a takedown of Chase Sarda. O'Connor, in fact, was the consolation champion at 145 pounds. Sarda, of course, wrestled for Hayden Schaefer for much of the year. As Hayden battled injuries, Sarda did just a great job. I mean, talk about a guy who, you know, he takes the whole season, but then has to give it up in the postseason. And I mean, this is that's the epitome of team wrestling right there.
And I never count this kid out. I mean, that's just like his brother. It's like they can come back from any situation as long as that match is still going on. They're always in it.
First duel of the day that has come to an end is Canton and Redfield in Class B, the 4 seed Canton defeating Redfield 48-30. And as far as scoreboards go, I guess they did have Canton second on that one. Which really makes me kind of wonder who's leading. Kimball Whitelake and Flat Geddes. Sarda getting a turnaround here. A reversal, and then Sarda with O'Connor on his back.
Get him in. Get him in. Gotta elevate that head.
Why is he?
Elevate that head.
Sarda's got to get more weight. Back on the body, and a pin for Chase Sarda. Harrisburg ups Logan O'Connor to 145 pounds, but it's a pin for Chase Sarda instead in a time of 2 minutes and 29 seconds. John called it. You called it. Never count the kid out.
No, kid's a gamer. No doubt about it.
Jay Sarda, who doesn't... that's his first match of the weekend, and the Governors are really fired up with that as they now take a 25-16 lead over the Harrisburg Tigers. So we move on up to 160 pounds as Jaden Wiebe will wrestle for the Governors, presumably, against Soren Odland. Coaches at side here are pretty fired up with Chase Sarda. That's a big win. Jaden Wiebe going at it with Soren Odland here. He's already got a takedown.
That's a situation where that backfired a little bit. They saw Schaefer come out, and they forfeited to him, and then Sarda comes out against their stud and puts him away.
You know, and you try to, I'm sure you try to justify that. There's reasons for things like that to happen, but I did want to ask, what was the, you know, if you're in Harrisburg's position, what is the logic behind that?
Well, I mean, Schaefer's obviously made a name for himself throughout the state, and that's the cool thing about this sport is you got guys like Chase Sarda who are kind of flying under the radar, you know, but not going to be able to do that for long with performances like that.
Winter Area has defeated Bonham Scotland Avon by the score of 70-9, and Parkston has defeated Kingsbury County, that is the sixth seed over the 42-40 in that one. Of course, with these Class B matchups, you may have a few more open weight classes. But as we continue here, Jaden Wiebe working on top of the 2-0 lead. So in Class A, Watertown still leading T Area 36-22. Brandon Valley, no trouble with Brookings, 40-3. As our first period ends here. And as far as the match to our right goes, that's 15-13, Sturgis and Rapid City Stevens. Not really sure who is up on that one. Well, it would be Rapid City Stevens, 15-13. Now they're showing that up top as Watertown tacks on another win to make it 42-22. Kimball Whitelake Flat Geddes has the 13-12 lead on Phillip Area. That's a 1-8 matchup. Second period underway has Wiebe with the one-point escape. And now a two-point takedown. So Jaden Wiebe. Maybe if there's one guy looking for vindication on the Governor roster, this is it. Wiebe beaten out on Thursday. Had a couple of matches. That's a dicey situation for Jaden's right knee here, but he'll let him free. 5-1 now with that one-point escape. You know, Jaden had leads in a couple of matches that he couldn't hold, and then got beaten and just wasn't able to, I don't know, it sounds harsh to say help the team as much as he wanted to, but that's basically what happened.
Well, yeah, it's frustrating. It's got to be frustrating for him, too. I mean, you have an 8-1 lead on the state champion and just wasn't able to hang on.
Yeah, he had that lead on Riley Benson of Rapid City Stevens, who ended up winning the 160-pound championship last night.
you can only hope a kid like him doesn't take this weekend as a negative, but maybe as more of a positive as what he has, you know, to offer and what he can do, you know, obviously going forth and not necessarily look. I mean, obviously he's going to feel down and out about how he performed and so on, but man, there's a lot of promise with this kid next year. And yet today.
Yeah.
Neutral here, 5-1. Second period comes to an end. And we'll go to the third. Jaden Wiebe on top, 5-1. Again, the Governors with a flurry. Started with Blake Judson in a major decision. Victory. 14-3 over Peyton Tryon, but then the Governors got an open weight class from Harrisburg at 145. And then a win by fall for Chase Sarda, upsetting Logan O'Connor of Harrisburg. And now a 9-point advantage. Here's Jaden Wiebe. Trying to stave off the advance, and pretty good job here. He's got Odland on the floor once again on the mat. 2-point takedown, ups the lead to 5, 8-3. Puts him back to the mat with a good spin there.
Just got him, yeah. I'm hearing the crowd behind us, and they're saying it right. He's got to keep pressure on him right now, forward pressure. Don't even give him an opportunity to breathe and finish his match off.
Yeah, we're on floor level, but the Pier crowd is right over our right shoulders. They've got a good look at this one. Stalemate here. 40 seconds to go. Third period now. 8-3. Jaden Wiebe leads Soren Odland. Odland quickly out, though, so a 1-point escape makes it 8-4. Here in Harrisburg, wrestling on a Sioux Falls Lincoln Patriot mat. There's a couple of those and a couple of Jefferson mats here. And these Class A duels. Crunch time now, 15 seconds. As Odland tries to make the throw, he slips out of that. Jaden Wiebe takes advantage. There's a 2-point takedown. That is a 6-point lead and a 6-point victory for Jaden Wiebe. 10-4, and the Governors will tack on 3 more. With 4 matches to go, it's Pier 28, Harrisburg 16, and the Wagner Auto scoreboard. Let's pause for 30 seconds. We're back with more state tournament wrestling.
Lower your payment with great rates from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now's the time to refinance your vehicle with rates as low as 2.3%, plus no payments for 90 days. Meet the new friendly faces and great customer service at Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. North Garfield Avenue at the Northridge Plaza, complete with a convenient drive-through lane too. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Member NCUA.
We go to 170 for the Governors as Lucas Chamberlain takes the mat. He'll take on Colin Horrocks of the Harrisburg Tigers. Lucas Chamberlain, a 7th place finisher in the individual bracket for the Governors. Horrocks takes the first advance, gets a takedown. As Chamberlain quickly back up on his feet, but returned. A pretty good start here for Colin Horrocks of the Harrisburg Tigers. Horrocks, a senior for Harrisburg. Over to the right side of the mat, and Horrocks works up top as we're a minute into this one. Well, now if you're Harrisburg, you got to wonder who's going to make the surge to try to get this team back on top. If you're Harrisburg, you know, pretty good up top, pretty good at the top of the weight class. They have a state champion in Ryan Hirschhorn coming up. They've got a state runner-up in Aiden Vioxx still on the way. So, in a sense, they might be okay so far with where they're at. They like their chances in these last few matches, but... I think it's a big opportunity as we've had a reversal. for the Governor wrestler, Lucas Chamberlain, trying to get Horrocks over. Well, I tell you what, in that sense, if this is a huge, huge match for the Pierre Governors right now.
Yeah, this is a big one.
Watertown and T area shaking hands. The Arrows defeat the Titans 54-22. First period done here. So Watertown will advance into the semifinals as they defeat T area 54-22. Watertown gets the winner of the Sturgis and Stevens matchup. Another one here for Chamberlain. 6-2 is he's got the lead early second period now.
This kid just keeps getting better and better and better every match that he wrestles. God, he's fun to watch.
Another one that's put in the time in the summertime to make himself better and to get to this point. Happy to see that pay off for kids.
Yep.
Three B mats are done with wrestling. Three duels done. Right now, it's the only one going on is a good one. It is Kimball White Lake Platte Getty's leading Phillip area 19-15. Two high place finishers, Carter Lenz and Riker Peterson, going at it at 145 pounds. So they are behind the pace of even where we're at. Everybody started at 285. 220 will be the last one that we'll get. Here's Chamberlain trying to pull Colin Horrocks back to him, but didn't get enough done there, so he'll regroup and retool. 30 seconds to go, second period in a 6-2 match. As the Governors lead the duel 28-16. Chamberlain looking to the bench. Maybe looking for a little advice. Wrestlers tend to do that sometimes.
I think Harrisburg kid was kind of holding on to his arm. He didn't really, I think he was waiting for either a stall call or wasn't quite sure what to do there.
Well, the second period comes to an end. And Lucas Chamberlain has a 6-2 lead. It'll be his choice to start the third period. Chamberlain looks like he's feeling the burn a little bit.
I think his hand's bugging him.
He's had that one wrapped up pretty much all season.
Yeah.
Left hand down on the mat as Colin Horrocks tries to ride him up high here. Trying to find a way to get Chamberlain turned over here. Pretty good pull for Horrocks, but Chamberlain will spin right through it, roll on through.
Here's about ready to get him stacked up here.
Yep. Circle towards his head if you can swim it.
Chamberlain. A bit of trouble here. Horrocks isn't able to finish anything up. Now Lucas will grab him by the arm and try to tuck that left shoulder underneath. See if he can get to... And again... We have a technical violation on Colin Horrocks here. Craig Roach had to tell Eric Williams on the bench to relax. He's got this one under control as well.
I was going to say, in case anyone's wondering who's running the show here, it's Craig Roach.
So what happened there? A penalty point given to Chamberlain, but why?
The Harrisburg wrestler had a figure four on the body, and that's obviously gets tight in a hurry, so that's illegal.
Okay. Both try a throw here, but both stay on their feet. 1 point to the escape given to Chamberlain. There's a takedown for Lucas. Now he's got a major margin here, 10-2. 35 seconds to wrestle.
Now just sit. Ride tough.
Governors lead by 12. There are three matches to go after this one. Harrisburg mathematically still alive, even if Peer does get 4 points on this one. 20 seconds to go. As Lucas Chamberlain working a good matchup here. He'll check the time. Doesn't want to give anything up right now. He's got to keep it major, and that is the case. 10-2, Lucas Chamberlain with the victory here. The Governors tack on to the lead. Now 32-16, 30 seconds, and we go to 182 next. State Tournament Wrestling for the Peer Governors is on KGFX.
Anytime is a good time for Cowboy Country Stores in here in Fort Pierre. Fill up your tank and your stomach. Heading to the campground, hunting the fields, fishing the waters, Cowboy Country Stores are ready for you. Feed the family while on the go with delicious food. Breakfast starting at 5 a.m. Fresh baked pastries, coffee, regular and breakfast pizzas, Federal Bird stands, convenience with a capital C. Cowboy Country Stores and Champs Chicken on Euclid and Harrison in Pierre and in Fort Pierre.
Welcome back to the Danny Sanford Premier Center. We're driven by the Office of Highway Safety, reminding us you booze, you cruise, you lose. Listening to Peer Governor Wrestling from the state dual tournament on a Saturday from the Denny, 1060 AM, 103.1 FM, KGFX Peer, Fort Peer, a member of DRG Media Group. Live streaming with the audio through the DRG News app and through the KGFX page of drgnews.com. Ryan Oakland with Ryan Noyes, John Calda alongside, and at 182 pounds, Chance Sarda, the sophomore for the Governors, wrestling against a state champion, and Ryan Hirschkorn of the Harrisburg Tigers. Hirschkorn with Sarda's legs up and a trip up, good for a two-point takedown, and out of bounds they'll go. So Hirschkorn with a minute six gone by, striking first in this one. Sarda had a great tournament, does finish in fourth place. These two did meet in the semifinals. Hirschkorn with an 8-1 win to put himself in the finals last night. He defeated Joe Van Overshield of Mitchell 3-1. Sarda had a huge win for Pierre in the quarterfinals when he got a pin of Dominic Tucker of Brandon Valley, but Tucker beat Chance in the third-place match then 10-5 yesterday. Chance Sarda, another guy. We've been singing his praises all season long. What's it like for him to come in and have as good of a tournament as he did, and the springboard that he'll have for the next 2 years off of that performance?
Yeah, it's only going to go up. I mean, he's always been a gamer. I mean, talk about his brother as well. It's kind of fun to watch him develop into where he's always kind of been a thrower and catching guys off guard. But again, now he's learning how to wrestle and how to put that together and not rely on it. But yet, just never forgetting that it's still in his back pocket when he needs it to be.
And talk about confidence. You know, when you're starting to get the whole package put together, you know, you don't fear these kids. You know, he looks forward to wrestling the state champion.
Hirschkorn on his feet here after starting in the down position. Early second period started, trying to keep a good wrap around. Technical violation against Sarda. Locking his hands, not necessarily clasping, but how's the hold on that? The issue, what is the issue there?
Well, he had locked hands without a pinning combination locked up, but a lot of times there's a little bit of a grace period there, but it was pretty quick this time. I don't know that I disagree if it's the wrong call, but it was quick.
It's a two-point reversal now after the reset. Hirschkorn with a good move, leading 5-0 now. 45 seconds gone, second period.
Coach, have you ever seen anyone feel as comfortable with a wing and a half on, and he sort of just doesn't appear to be bothered at all by it? You know, a lot of kids are panicking at that point.
He's comfortable being uncomfortable is about as best as he can say, quote words of Brandon Haig.
Well, it's Hirschkorn trying to inflict the discomfort on top with this 5-0 lead.
You know, this is a little different matchup than we've seen in the semis as well, as far as, you know, what's the goal and what's the outcome. You know, you kind of wonder, you know, did Hirschkorn, was he maybe a little bit more conservative in that semifinal match and just making it to the finals? And, you know, are we going to see something different out of him here in the next, minute and a half? Or, you know, just, again, just a little bit different type of outcome here.
And again, it was an 8-1 victory in the semifinals for Ryan Hirschkorn against Chance Sarda. But here, Harrisburg, as they trail by 16 points with just three matches to go, they've got to win the last three, no doubt about that, but they're going to need bonus points, and that, for the Tigers, you would think would have to start right here with their 182-pound state champ. 7 seconds counting down, second period, still 5-0. Sarda, so far, so good. If you think about it, if Chance Sarda, even if he loses the match, if he only surrenders a decision, the Governors will win the duel because it would be just a it would be a 13-point lead for the Govs and a maximum of 2 points after that for Harrisburg, maximum of 12, rather.
Yeah, I can't believe they're going to allow this to continue without the stall calls going against Sarda in this match. It was pretty obvious when we chose down in the second that we're trying to survive, you know, without giving up a major.
So we're 30 seconds into the third period now. Still 5-0. Hirschkorn trying to do whatever he can here. Shifting left, shifting right. There's a stalling call. Second one for Sarda. Now it's 6-0. Hirschkorn will let him up here on a reset after being out of bounds. He wants to get some things done in the way of scoring, and that's got to start with a takedown. Sarda comes after him. Oh. Hirschkorn gets him turned over. Now Chance will squirm his way out of bounds.
Love it.
So
that looked like it was Hirschkorn to his gold mine, but he missed it there.
Well, he was in great shape, but Sarda's always got tricks up his sleeves, and he hit a standing
Peterson.
Peterson, yeah, yep. Thank you, and almost got it right on the edge of the mat. Lull you to sleep a little bit.
Yeah.
Out of bounds once again, 6-1, a 5-point deficit, 46 seconds to go. If this is nothing more than a decision for Harrisburg, the Governors are going to win this first-round duel at the state tournament, move on and probably face Brandon Valley, but there's a takedown. Good job for Hirschkorn now with an 8-1 lead, 30 seconds to go, and he's going to have to let him up again. So Sarda out for a point. 8-2 the score now. 20 seconds left. Hirschkorn coming at him again. Now an 8-point margin, and Sarda doing a good job to stay off his back. Actually, 2 back points awarded, so it is a major margin now of 10. That's how it's going to end, and this duel is not decided yet. It's 12-2, Hirschkorn with the victory. Tack on 4 for the Tigers. New score, 32-20, Governor's lead in the Wagner Auto scoreboard from Wagner Auto and Pier, the one place to go. We're back in 30 seconds for 195. This is Governor Wrestling.
This Governor Sports Moment is brought to you by the Independent Insurance Team at Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre. Jenny Turbeville was one of Pierre's premier distance runners, leading the Governors to the 1990 ESD Track and Field Championship. Jenny also won the 800 meters at the 1990 and 91 state track and field meets. And she was part of the 3,200-meter relay team in 1990 that set a school record that still stands. Jenny Turbeville, now Jenny Turbeville Irvin, one of Pierre's finest. This Governor Sports Moment presented by Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre.
We're back at the Denny in Sioux Falls at 195 pounds. Gavin Stotts of the Governors wrestling against Jack Dettert of the Harrisburg Tigers. Two big boys and two really good athletes and strong kids going at it here as Stotts trying to make the first move as they'll come to the scorer's table right in front of us. And out of bounds, back to a reset.
Those are great shots by Gavin Stotts right there. Love to see the outside singles and not putting yourself underneath guys, but just hope for a little better finish on that.
Getter to fifth place finisher for the Tigers in the individual bracket. Stotts placed seventh for the Govs. In a weight class won by Damian Shunkey, defeated Noah Hutmaker of Chamberlain last night 4-1 in the featured match of the night, as voted on by the fans. 32-20 scoreboard from Wagner Auto Company and Pier, the one place to go. Governors have the lead with this match plus one more to come. And Harrisburg will have a decided advantage on paper in that next one, but we'll see how it goes. Maybe it won't matter. First thing they need, though, here is nothing less than a pin from Jack Detter.
Yeah, that's going to be tough to do with Stotze. He's just one of those guys that's always in matches, always tries to keep it close.
Brandon Valley has their duel sewn up. In fact, they just ended as the Lynx will defeat Brookings 46-23. Stevens and Sturgis are still 24-16. I believe it is Stevens in the lead there. So Brandon Valley moves on with a 46-23 win. They were employing a number of other people rather than those that wrestled in the state tournament for them.
Final scoreman number 746-23.
Winner of this one will get Brandon Valley in the semifinals, which will be 15 minutes after. And on mat one, Kimball White Lake Platte Gettys has now opened up a 34-18 lead over Phillip Area, the only B duel that is still going on. We're in the second period here, 1:15 to go. Stotz is in the down. Jack Detter for Harrisburg on top, but still a scoreless match. Tigers know what they need to do, but Gavin Stotz knows what he needs to do as well. Again for Harrisburg, anything less than a pin here. Will not be enough for the Tigers to beat the Governors here. Even in two pins in these last two weight classes would put them into a tie, and we'd have to go to criteria. Which is interesting because we had that pop up last year in the semifinals when Pier beat Brandon Valley out of a 34-34 tie. But here, Dettert on top. Still just haven't been able to get anything done. Stotz doing his part underneath. As we hit 10 seconds to go, second period in a scoreless tie. Three, two, one. We'll go to the third. And Harrisburg's choice coming up here. Now he'll take the down.
Never going to question Coach Roeder, but kind of an odd decision there.
I was just thinking that myself. Yeah. I mean, he is out quickly. And it doesn't matter how much you score in this match. The only thing that matters is that you get Stotz on it, on his back and stick it. But he does have a 1-point lead now, 1-0.
Look for some pretty high-risk stuff coming here this last minute and a half.
You know, this is the end of the season. You don't worry about seedings anymore and things like that and trying to show your ability against really good wrestlers as both of these kids are. But out of bounds they'll go and down go both wrestlers, but back to the middle it comes. You know, if you're Gavin Stotz, you don't care if you win or lose this match. It's just as long as you don't lose it in the wrong way.
Yeah, you got to be a little bit unselfish when it comes to this match, which means dropping down on an ankle and possibly giving up two. Then that's what it takes just to secure that victory for the team.
He was in a perfect situation to throw over there, and he locked and loaded, but he didn't do it because he had that fear of if I miss, I go right to my back and I'd possibly give up the pin.
Yeah, the only thing Gavin Stotz wants is 6 minutes in this match. Now he's got 40 seconds left.
Good shot.
So he does take a shot, and Detter couldn't muscle him over.
Stotz just missed on a 2-point takedown that would have given him the lead. Just didn't have the power to finish. another Harrisburg wrestler that's very well put together.
20 seconds to go. Jack Dettert got to do some the major things here in short time for the Tigers. They'll break free. He checks time. 10 seconds left. Stotzi coming after him. Comes in low. Harrisburg will win the match.
Finish it.
But the Governors will win the duel here in the first round of the state duel tournament. Final score in this one, 1-0, Dettert. Harrisburg will move to within 32-23. We'll see what both teams decide to do. It's not Aiden Vioxx coming out. There's no need for that, but it will be an opportunity for somebody else on that Harrisburg squad to get a state tournament match. We'll see who the Tigers have here once they announce. For the Governors, it is Elijah Bucci, the freshman. I walked into the building with EJ today, asked him how the hip was. He says he hasn't felt it at all over the whole weekend. He's been 100%.
Was his nose growing? That's a good answer, though. What hip?
What hip? Yeah, he's suffered those hip pointers for much of the season. This wrestler's name, he's a junior. His name is Gubandi Dulu for the Harrisburg Tigers. And again, a junior. You can see right from here, though, as a JV guy, he's pretty well put together, too. Bucci and DeLu, neutral so far. A minute plus into this match. This one just more or less for exhibition. The Governors are going to defeat Harrisburg. They'll move on and face Brandon Valley in the semifinals. This is our final match. DeLu taking some opportunities. Bucci trying to hold him off. Rapid City Stevens and Sturgis are still at 182 pounds, so they've got a couple of matches to be decided yet. Stevens leads 24-20. There's DeLu coming around, but they'll be out of bounds. And they'll stay neutral coming back at it. Kimball, White Lake, Platte Getty is the only B duel going on. Still leading 34-18 and now they're leading at 182 pounds by a 10-2 score. Looking to add to that lead, so it looks like Kimball, White Lake, Platte Getty will move on. Second period will begin. Well, there's still 1 second left here in the first, and now they've got a two-minute reset to go. No score yet. Bucci takes a quick shot. DeLu backs off, comes right down on top, and trying to spin his way around. Got Bucci locked up well, but he couldn't finish that. EJ is out. No points scored yet. As Bucci tries to find an opening here. A little bit bigger frame here for the Harrisburg wrestler than the freshman, Elijah Bucci. Pushing each other back and forth, locked up. Now what do you see out of DeLu so far? Big guy, but... You know, I think just looks like a guy who's learning a lot in that wrestling room behind somebody like Aiden Vioxx.
Yeah, when you said his name, I thought to myself, must stand for very large man. He's, again, another well put together. He's one of those kids that has found the weight room for sure. And he's probably got 3-4 inches on EJ, who's pretty tall himself.
EJ came at him head down, but... DeLu again up top, trying to spin around and good quickness here. Hasn't got the takedown yet. Now he has. No, he hasn't. 30 seconds to go. Bucci on his feet. And he'll break free. So still no scoring yet there. Looks like DeLu almost had a kind of a standing takedown. But
that's what I was mentioning about the reaction time. You know, usually they give them a little bit of a reaction time to make sure that they really have the two before they give it.
Yeah, and there he did, but on the locked hands with Sardi, he didn't do it. Yeah.
3-2 and 1. Our second period comes to an end. Pretty good match going here. No score yet. And Bucci now will take to the down position to start our third period. But Harrisburg's coaching staff will direct DeLue to allow him up. So Bucci will be given a one-point escape. First point scored here. In this 220-pound matchup. Which in Kimple, White, Lake Platte, Geddes, they now lead 44-18 on Phillip area. They're up to 220 now, so their duel will come to an end as Phillip area will slip into the consolation bracket. Here's DeLue trying to, he's still trying to spin around, but Bucci's got him by the leg yet. Gabondi DeLu.
Keep driving. Keep turning the corner.
EJ, now it's EJ coming around for the two-point takedown. Elijah Bucci with a 3-0 lead now.
Go get it.
Yes, he will try to chicken wing him over. And DeLu is on his back and pinned. And a good finish there for the Governor freshman. In a time of 5 minutes and 3 seconds, the Governor's put a nail in the coffin in this duel. Your final score on the Wagnerado scoreboard. The Peer Governors, 38. The Harrisburg Tigers, 23. And the Governors move into the state semifinals. They'll take on the Brandon Valley Lynx. Let's take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back, give you the recap of this one. We'll get you set up for our next round, which is scheduled to begin 15 minutes after the conclusion, we presume, of all duels. Rapid City Stevens and Sturgis are still going on. So we'll come back and talk about it after a two-minute break. This is Peer Governor State Tournament Wrestling on 1060 KGFX, 103.1 FM and DRGNews.com.
Lynn's Dakota Mart Sporting Goods in the lower level of the store is the place hunters and fishermen have chosen for years. The knowledgeable staff can help you with hunting and fishing gear, bait, and the latest info. Plus, they carry a full line of name brand clothing and footwear like Columbia, Outdoor Research, and Adidas. You can grab your grocery items, ice, pastries, and don't forget the Caribou Coffee Station. Head to the one place outdoorsmen have gone for years. The Sporting Goods Department at Lynn's Dakota Mart, conveniently located in downtown Pierre.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre.
Why drive when you can fly from Pierre? In the time it takes to drive to Murdo or Gettysburg, you could be in Denver. One-way rates as low as $59, 50 passenger jets, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Book tickets through DenverAirConnection.com. Traveling further? Book tickets through United.com or any of your favorite sites. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking and no driving. Fly from Pierre Regional Airport.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at www.venture.com.
Welcome back to Sioux Falls as the Governors knock off Harrisburg by the score of 38-23, and they will move into the state semifinals. They've been there before last year, taking on the team that they will take on here today, the Brandon Valley Lynx. Brandon Valley, the state champions in the individual team bracket battle by a state tournament record margin, scoring 255 points yesterday. But that it's a little bit different when you get into a dual situation. We'll see how the Lynx will approach that one. I think they'll move up and probably start at 106 pounds right off the bat. Here's how this one happened today. We started at 285 pounds, and Josh Larson of Harrisburg was able to get Joshua Rydberg on his back and pin him in a time of 3 minutes and 59 seconds. Harrisburg got off to a 6-0 start, but Harrisburg sent out a JV wrestler in Stephen Lamont to tangle with Alex Odekoven, and that made it 6-6 as Odekoven gets the win by fall in a minute and 17 seconds. Then comes Emery Johnson, the sophomore for Harrisburg, who gets a 9-1 major decision win over Lincoln Schoenart of Pierre. Harrisburg on top 10-6 at that point. Carter Ratcliffe then with a 4-0 decision over Noah Williams. Harrisburg led 13-6. But back comes Nate Williams against Dylan O'Connor, an eighth grader, and Nate with a decision victory, 7-2, as Pierre pulled back within four at 13-9. Tristan Spencer kind of let one slip away. Corbin Okenga, who lost to Tristan yesterday in the third round wrestlebacks, 2-0. Okenga with a late takedown, 6-5 the score, and Spencer visibly upset after that. That one got a little distracted late in that match, which might have led to him being able to hold a 5-4 lead. But Harrisburg led 16-9 after six weight classes. But then Blake Judson put a charge into the Governors as he comes out, wrestles very well, defeating Peyton Tryon 14-3 by major decision. Pierre back within three in the dual scoreboard, 16-13, and things turn for the Governors in their favor after that, as Hayden Schaefer reports at 145. But Harrisburg decides to keep it open. They move Logan O'Connor up, but after a forfeit by Harrisburg, Pierce scores six, and they take their first lead in the duel at 19-16. They never trailed again because at 152 pounds, Chase Sarda of the Governors moving up and wrestling in place of Deegan Huska, who's not going to be wrestling today due to his injuries sustained over the course of the season and over the course of the weekend. But Chase Sarda with a pin of highly touted Logan O'Connor of Harrisburg, 2 minutes and 29 seconds as the Governors took a 25-16 lead. Then at 160, Jaden Wiebe with a 10-4 decision win over Soren Odland to make it 28-16. And Lucas Chamberlain added four more with a decision of a major decision of 10-2 over Colin Horrocks. That makes it 32-16. Harrisburg comes back. Their state champion at 182, Ryan Hirschkorn, is able to defeat Chance Sardet 12-2 by major decision, 32-20. But when Jack Dettert could only get a 1-0 win over Gavin Stotts, a decision not going to be enough. The Governors had the duel clinched as they led 32-23 with just one to go. And without sending out Aiden Viox for Harrisburg, they send Gobondi Dulu out to take on Elijah Bucci. It was scoreless into the third period, but Bucci goes to work, and he ends up getting a 5-minute and 3-second win by fall. Elijah with a good finish on that one, 38-23, the final score in this one, as Harrisburg will now face Brookings in the consolation bracket. Right now, it looks like Rapid City Stevens leads Sturgis 30-23, and they are wrestling at the final 220-pound weight class. So Stevens will go against Watertown, the 2 seed versus the 3 in the other semifinal matchup coming up in just a little bit. So that is how it happened. KGFX broadcast, though, we don't really talk about big plays of the game, but we certainly do have a big play that or a big moment that we can mention. Let's take another 2-minute break, and we will come back. We'll look at these other matchups as well. In fact, how about a 1-minute timeout, and we're back with more as you listen to Pierre Governor Wrestling from the state tournament. It's on KGFX.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in South Dakota. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
If you're looking for a heck of a great deal on your next vehicle, then Philip Motor is the place for you. For over 30 years, Philip Motor has helped farmers, ranchers, and city folk find the perfect vehicle at a great price. Whether you're looking for a new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Lincoln, Ram truck, or quality used vehicle, you'll always find a better deal at Philip Motor. Swing by the lot today or call 859-2585 and see what the guys can do for you. Philip Motor, just off Highway 73 in Philip, or check out their entire inventory anytime on their website, philipmotor.com.
Post game here off of a 38-23 win for the Pierre Governors over Harrisburg. And again, we don't talk about, we don't have a sponsored segment of big plays of the game, but I think everybody can agree where the big play occurred here in this duel. And guys, that was when Harrisburg leaves Logan O'Connor off at 145, they stay open, and a decision that completely backfires on them when Chase Sarda at 152 pins Logan O'Connor. Whether Harrisburg was trying to get a 6-for-6 out of that, but they ended up getting nothing instead of, 12 for the Governors. I think that's where this match was definitely won.
Yeah, no question there. You know, I'd like to know the mindset of Sarda when he came out, because he knew he was up against a tall task with O'Connor, and to stay, you know, keep your composure and go out and hit a move like that to seal the deal for the, well, didn't seal it at the time, but ultimately it was a big play.
It put all the wheels in motion and everything, you know, and he could start it with the energy that Blake. Said Blake Shelton. I do that all the time. Blake Judson, the energy that he had in that 138-pound matchup, that was really the charge that the Governors needed, and I think Chase Sarda was able to use that to his advantage. But really, you know, and again, I'm never going to second guess a coach, because I don't know what coaches go through. I mean, they've got the mindset certainly of they know what they're doing. In a sport that I never participated in, especially. But, wouldn't Harrisburg have somebody to put out there at 145 pounds? I know it's a tall matter against a Hayden Schaefer or against a Chase Sarda. I mean, you got to have somebody that you can at least put out there, right?
If I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure there's a certain number of individuals that you can bring to your duels. And I can't remember if it's like 16, 17 kids. And so you got to kind of be strategic about who you're bringing in and what weight class you're bringing them in. And so, you know, if you're going to make those moves, it may not happen at that weight class. It may have to happen at a 32 or a 38 and so on, where you're bumping kids up. And so ultimately could take them out of that match. And so, yeah, I mean, hats off to Sarda. You're talking about a kid that, I remember coaching him and his brother when they come up through middle school, and it's like, hey, we got to kind of get off these headlocks, because that's all they threw. But, I mean, there's something to be said for being comfortable in those situations, you know, and they're not afraid. It's a mindset. It's a great mindset to have, that it doesn't matter who you're going to go wrestle. I don't care if he's a state champion. I don't care if he's, you know, 0-8 or whatever his record is. It's like, I'm going to wrestle in the same style that I can, and I'm going to wait for my time, and I'm going to pounce. I may miss, but I'm going to throw it at him.
That's a good point as to maybe why they were open there. And I don't know why 19 was the number sticking in my mind, but at any rate, the Governors beat Harrisburg thanks to that big play, especially from Chase Sarda. And I think it's kind of a foregone conclusion who the player of this game, this matchup will be. Player of the game sponsored by Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Let's hear from them, and we'll make it official when we come back as we continue the wrap-up here of a Governor victory in the state dual tournament first round on KGFX.
Ernie's Building Center, Ace Hardware in Midland, is a proud sponsor of school athletics and activities. Owners Tyler and Angel Nemec are proud to keep the family business going and to serve their hometown Midland community. Ernie's Building Center provides high-quality products and services that has kept the customers coming back for over 50 years. Plus, they are now a Hubbard Feed dealer and carry animal health products. Ernie's Building Center in Midland, a proud sponsor of school athletics and activities.
Building communities, building futures. That's what the extracurricular activities do through the youth of today. And First National Bank in Phillip is proud to be a part of this community. When we invest our money locally, our hometown and our community grows. When we put our money in our local bank, it helps build our community. Remember First National Bank in Phillip when it comes to IRAs or other investments too. Bank with your neighbors and friends. First National Bank in Phillip, member FDIC. Proud sponsor of high school athletics and youth activities.
Whether you're planning to build a new home or office or just thinking about remodeling, the people you need to see are at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is a locally owned business that has quality building materials and affordable prices. Whatever your project demands, stop in or call Bauman Lumber at 223-9762. Bauman Lumber is a proud supporter of area athletes and listen to high school sports coverage on KGFX. And find out who is the Bauman Lumber player of the game.
Continuing back at the state wrestling tournament, hearing from Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre, the sponsor of our player of the game. And well, the player of the game in this one is a guy who didn't get to wrestle all weekend until he comes up big in a state dual tournament matchup. Jay Sarda pinning a highly touted opponent in Logan O'Connor. Why not? Player of the game, Coach.
That's exactly where I'd be going with that one.
You know, and I like to spread the wealth, but sometimes you just got to go with the obvious in getting guys' T-shirts. But, you know, other guys that wrestled really well today, Blake Judson, we talked about. Lucas Chamberlain had a really good match in a 10-2 major decision and over Colin Horrocks. That really kind of was the last thing that the governors needed in a good way to kind of make this score just about insurmountable.
Yeah, and I'll throw out Gavin Stotts as well.
Yep.
You know, even in a loss, he just absolutely did what he needed to do in an unselfish performance. You know, coming off the mat, yeah, he was a little bummed he lost, but simple fact is he had every single person on the team over here congratulating him because they knew what kind of match he wrestled and what he did for the team. So very good performance out of
him. You know what Gavin Stotts did? He laid down a bunt and got a runner in scoring
position.
Absolutely.
That's great point there.
Well, and had a shot to win it right at the end as well.
Yep.
And don't forget about E.J. Bucci, too, with a big pin right at the end.
Yep.
So a lot of good things. The Governors end up winning. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 weight classes out of 14 matches. They win the duel 38-23. We've got a full update now as all of the duels are done. And here's what it looks like in Class A. Brandon Valley defeated Brookings 46-23. Brandon Valley got a big lead. In fact, they led 40 to nothing. In that duel before probably sitting a lot of their people that they wanted to save until later. Pierre defeating Harrisburg in the 4-5 matchup, 38-23. Rapid City Stevens has defeated Sturgis 34-23. The two-seed Stevens moves on. They will take on Watertown, who's had the longest wait now, as Watertown defeated T Area 54-22. So upcoming matchups have Brookings against Harrisburg in the consolation bracket, also Sturgis against T Area. The top four move on. Brandon Valley number one against number four Pierre, and Rapid City Stevens against Watertown in a 2-3 matchup. In Class B, the number one seed Kimball White Lake Flat Gettys gets a 44-24 win over number eight seed Phillip Area. Canton then the four seed, a 48-30 winner over number five Redfield. Winner takes care of Bonhomme Scotland Avon with authority 70-9. The win in that one for the Warriors. And it is Parkston, the sixth seed, upending number three, Kingsbury County, 42-40. Good duel there as Kingsbury County, seeding-wise, is the only upset of this first round in B or A. So the consolation bracket has Phillip taking on Redfield coming up in Class B. Bonhomme Scotland Avon will go against Kingsbury County. And in the winner's bracket, it's Kimball White Lake Flat Gettys. It'll be a good one against Canton. Canton won last year. And winner Area will take on Parkston in the other semifinal matchup. We're in a 15-minute break now. They'll have the second-round duels, and then they'll have a 15-minute break again, and the final duels are coming up. They will wrestle for third and fifth place, but not seventh place. So the teams that in the loser's bracket that lose this next duel will be done for the day. But we know the Governors will be wrestling three duels, and the next one coming up in about 10 minutes. Let's take a three-minute timeout and hear from some of our wrestling sponsors, and we'll be back as the Governors get set to take on the Brandon Valley Lynx when we return with more from the state dual tournament to the Denny Sanford Premier Center on KGFX.
Kennedy Implement is proud to support the Phillip Area Wrestling Team and wishes them the best of luck at this weekend's tournament. Whether you're looking to buy or just needing to maintain the farm equipment you already have, the folks at Kennedy Implement can take care of all of your agricultural equipment and service needs. All you have to do is give them a call or stop by the Implement today. Kennedy Implement in Phillip, a proud sponsor of the Phillip Area Wrestlers.
Phillip Health Services would like to wish the Badlands Brawlers the best of luck at the state wrestling tournament. Phillip Health has been built by tremendous community support from surrounding ranchers, farmers, and small business entrepreneurs. We want to give back with as much dedication. As we expand and renovate our nursing home, we want to say thank you for the generous support that we've received since 1956. We're currently hiring throughout the facility for licensed and non-licensed positions. Check us out on Facebook for a full listing or visit online philiphealthservices.com/jobs.
Your Riverview family of brands in Owacoma is happy to sponsor the 2022 State Wrestling Reports. We are proud of you, your hard work, and your dedication. Congratulations to all coaches, teachers, and parents that support the many student activities at our area schools. We are all about family at Riverview, and we always treat you like family. We are now Central South Dakota's Bobcat dealer. All the best brands for travel, work, and fun. Chevrolet, Buick, Bobcat, Sylvan, Smoker Craft, and U-Haul. See us online at RiverviewFamily.com.
More to offer than ever before, it's the Oasis Pump and Pack Sinclair in Ocoma. Now offering Oasis Pump and Pack gift cards in any amount, ideal for any occasion. Your fast and easy one stop for hot food from Gourmet Grub and Hot Stuff Pizza. Ideal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Call in your orders at 234-5325. Open daily 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oasis Pump and Pack in Ocoma. Proud of our area students and their participation in all the activities that enrich our lives.
Hometown, locally owned, and service that's truly friendly. We are the Chamberlain Food Center. It's our goal to get you the most for your food dollars and offer you the finest meats and produce, a full-service deli, and bakery loaded with homemade goodness. So experience food shopping the way it should be at the Chamberlain Food Center, proud sponsors of Chamberlain Sports Broadcasts. Thanks to all the educators and students who make our school system great. Chamberlain Food Center.
It takes a lot of dedication, training, and teamwork to be successful during your high school wrestling years. Thiel's Collision Center salutes all the Chamberlain and Kimball High School wrestlers and wishes you the best in your final matches. You will always remember your high school wrestling years and the life lessons learned. Thanks to all the coaches, parents, and relatives who support the area wrestlers. Thiel's Collision Center of Chamberlain, recognizing all the outstanding young people in our schools.
Back at the Denny in Sioux Falls, Brian Oakland with Ryan Noyes, John Calder. The Governors with a win over Harrisburg, 38-23, getting set to go against the top dogs in high school wrestling now, the Brandon Valley Lynx. As the winner of that one will move on to the state dual championship. Of course, the Governors, the defending state champions, 1 year ago today out in Rapid City when Pierre upended Brandon Valley in the semifinals the day before, and then defeated Rapid City Stevens in that amazing comeback and fantastic finish. Going to be a little bit tougher today against Brandon Valley as the Lynx guys. I think in this case, Brandon Valley might be in a situation to take this a little more seriously. Last year, I think their mindset was on a Thursday and Friday state dual tournament setup. Their mindset was on winning the individual tournament, not so much the duels. They really wanted to save a lot of guys. And in this case now, all of that is over, and they just want to continue maybe to pad their resume a little bit here today.
I think that's exactly what's going to happen. They have to have a bitter taste in their mouth from last year. But, again, you can never count out the Govs. They pulled some pretty big upsets in the past.
Yeah, Brandon Valley is undefeated in duels this year. And for whatever the case is, if you're the Governors now, you kind of relish that role of the underdog, and you've excelled in that role in the past. And a lot of fresh memories in the minds of the guys that will be out there once again today. And they're just hoping to make history repeat itself. You're still the state champions until you're beaten, right?
Absolutely.
In a state dual sense here.
Yeah. And what gets real interesting is, what does Brandon Valley have for injuries? We're sitting without Deegan. You know, that's a pretty heavy hitter missing out of your team. How many of those guys from Brandon Valley are going to be sitting out? That yet remains to be seen. So,
yeah, we'll find out. We'll assume they're going with full strength for now. But when we give you the starting lineups in just a little bit, we'll run those down. But it's going to be a fun one. Pierre and Brandon Valley. Let's make a programming note, by the way, as far as Governor Sports is concerned, your official voice of Governor Sports at the stations of DRG Media Group, and in this case, KGFX, but also River 92.7 FM. 2 o'clock coming up, actually 1:30. It's going to be pregame time. Pierre girls basketball will take to the court. The Governor girls are hosting Sioux Falls Roosevelt this afternoon. David Burrell will have the call on that one at 1:30. And the Governor boys here in Sioux Falls will go to unbeaten Sioux Falls Roosevelt. That's going to be a 4 o'clock time. And depending on what happens in this next match here for the Governors against Brandon Valley, we'll plan on starting with a 3:30 pregame. And the issue here, it might be David Burrell calling that from a webcast venue of some sort, which takes us right back into the days of COVID-19 and people doing sportscasts remotely. But if the Governors happen to lose this game, this matchup coming up with Brandon Valley, then we are going to forego the coverage of the third place match for Pierre and go on to Sioux Falls Roosevelt. We are obligated to bring that basketball contest on River 92.7 a little bit later on. So that's our programming note to pass along in this case. Let's take a 2-minute break as we've already talked to Coach Sean Lewis. By the way, a Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame show brought to you by the Becky Potsdam State Farm Insurance Agency in Pierre. South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being a part of a team, and they remind us to slow down in case, think twice in case of ice. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. Weather's getting nicer once again, but we have at least seen some winter weather driving here in the last few days. 2-minute break in the starting lineups coming up here in Brandon Valley next on KGFX.
Every team knows that the 2-point play can be a winning move. And that's why the team at Potsdam State Farm Insurance are here to help you go for two by combining your home and auto insurance. It's a great call that saves you time and money. So go for the win and score savings by combining your home and auto. Just another way they're here to help life go right. Call Potsdam State Farm Insurance at 224-4173 today.
Thanks to all the fans, coaches, parents, and wrestlers who have made the wrestling programs a great part of your high school activities. This from everyone at West 40 Food and Fuel in Ocoma. They have what you want right at the I-90 exit 260, including Arby's for quality quick food options. Check out the large selection of beverages and snacks. And if you can't make it to the tournament, listen for all the wrestling reports right here, brought to you by everyone at the West 40 in Ocoma. And good luck, wrestlers.
Why am I so sore?
There are everyday moments.
Oh, hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Collins! Class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
Did you put more on that high-interest credit card this holiday season than you expected? Why not transfer that balance onto an Oahu Federal Credit Union credit card with a fixed rate of 9.9% APR, no balance transfer fees, and no annual fees? How could you go wrong? Stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre.
People helping people.
Back again in Sioux Falls, the Governors taking on Brandon Valley, the state dual semifinals after a 38-23 win over Harrisburg. Brandon Valley defeating Brookings in the first round 46-23. They're getting ready to get started here. Let's give you the Montana Dakota Utilities starting lineups. And again, for the Governors, we'll just assume they'll go the same way. Alex Odekoven, Lincoln Schoenhardt, Noah Williams, Nate Williams, Tristan Spencer, Blake Judson, Hayden Schaefer, Chase Sarda, Jaden Wiebe, Lucas Chamberlain, Chance Sarda, Gavin Stotts, Elijah Bucci, and Joshua Rydberg. For Brandon Valley, their state tournament lineup looked like this at 106 with Trevin Omi, 113 Hayden McGuire, 120 Jesse Johnson, 126 Jordan Omi, 132 Trayson Omi, 138 pounds, the state champion Alex Mincer, 145 Gavin Chapman, 152 Caden Langenhorst. At 160 pounds is Sabrin Bortna, 170 Lucas Slack, 182 is Dominic Tucker, 195 a state champion Damian Shunkey, 220 Owen Warren, 285 Navarro Shunkey, the state champion for a third time. Trevin Omi at 106 was also a state champion from last night. So Omi at 106, Mincer at 138, Shunkey's at 195 and 285. Four state champions for the Brandon Valley Lynx as they take on the Pierre Governors. And we're underway. Opening match of this duel brought to you by Lynn's Dakota Mart Stores in Pierre and Fort Pierre. Trevin Omi is on against Alex Odekoven. Now the Governors on the mat farther away from us here, as it'll be Watertown and Rapid City Stevens here in our foreground. So we'll have to look a little further away. Once again, Brian Oakland joined by Ryan Noyes and John Wayne Caldo. Our Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame show is done. Starting lineups for Montana Dakota Utilities and the community to serve. And again, Matt officials sponsored by the South Dakota High School Activities. No, the South Dakota Office of the Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. Looks like Dave Korneman of Yankton is the lead official. Omi has Alex Odekoven on his back here at 106 pounds. Odekoven in a little bit of trouble as he's trying to squirm his way out of bounds. Left shoulders up, Trayson Omi, the state champion, trying to get Brandon Valley off to a good start here. Now Odekoven cradled up. Back points are pending, and this will be out of bounds, so a takedown plus three for Trayson Omi. Boy, that's got Brandon Valley off to a good start, and if you're wondering what Brandon Valley is going to do and how they'll treat this this duel with the Governors, I think the question is answered right away.
Well, and he scored off of Odekoven's shot. Odekoven had a great shot, made one wrong move of ducking his head inside or kind of wrapped the leg weird, and Omi capitalized right away, and it fell right into a cradle from there.
And that's eaten up most of the first period. Now it's done after the reset. It'll be 2 minutes gone.
And let's not forget that, what is it, second match of the year also started out this way with Alex being down 5-0. He came back and won that match. So, you know, we're not expecting him to lay down and be done yet.
Odekoven in the up position here. And Omi finds his way out. Ooh, a bull rush here coming back from Alex Odekoven. A one-point escape, though, for Trevin Omi. Omi was the three seed in that bracket. Alex Odekoven was the two seed, in fact, but Odekoven was upset by Tyler Woodring in the quarterfinals from T area. And then Omi went on and pinned Woodring in the semifinals. So 6-0 here as Omi gets Brandon Valley going. As Odekoven comes in over the top now trying to get a a takedown.
They got 113 miles on lap six right now. We got Evan Apple.
And for those that have been listening on drgnews.com, we are live video streaming. Might have to get that restarted again here. Looks like we might have lost connection. Hopefully that wasn't the case, but trying to archive things here as well. Because last year we found out how important it is to archive state tournament events. No scoring here, but a lot of maneuvering around. Odakovin avoids the takedown. And they'll stop and reset. By the way, we didn't have any timeouts, no blood timeouts or injury timeouts in that first duel of the day, but timeouts in our broadcast are sponsored by AgTegra, as they remind farmers that acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local AgTegra cooperative today. Now, Odakovin looking to come from behind. The first duel, we started at 285 pounds, so they moved up a weight class to begin the second one. Yeah, it's Trevin. Trevin the sophomore, Trayson and Jordan the juniors. Good start there for Kimball White Lake Platte Geddes as they get a pin on Canton in their first match. Gavin Braun, a state champion for Kimball White Lake, starting that squad off with a 6-0 lead. But Omi leading Odakovin 8-0. And for people who keep track of things like this, when was the last time you saw two guys who start with their last names start with the letters O-E doing anything against each other, wrestling or otherwise? That sounds like something Harry Carey would have brought up back in the day. Leave it to Brian Oakland. We're underway, neutral, to start the third period. As Odakovin tries to come at Trevin Omi. And Omi, spinning turnaround, now trying to find his way back into control, and he's got it. So he advances the lead to 10-0. It's a major margin. You know, these Omi boys from Brandon Valley kind of rose to the top of their craft here last year a little bit, and I don't think we knew at the time there was another little brother there, too.
That's always good news when you show up and then there's a third one.
Here's Odakovin. He's got a two-point reversal now, so it's still a major margin, 45 seconds to wrestle. Alex would love to try to get this back into a decision instead of a major. 35 seconds to go. And we're going to be talking about this a lot, I think, in this duel. As far as the governors are concerned, they're going to be underdogs. And you definitely have to minimize damage and keep things at decisions instead of majors and bonus point situations. Down to 15 seconds to go. As Omi gets up, and Odakovin brings him right back. That's how this one's going to stay, 10-2, as Trevin Omi will defeat Alex Odakovin in the first match of the semifinals of the state dual tournament. Starting up 4-0, Brandon Valley, as we take a 30-second break, and we'll go to 113 next. This is State Tournament Governor Wrestling.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gators Pizza, Pasta, Subs in the Northridge Plaza. Ready to try something new and tasty? Pop on out and try Gator's new Eastern Indian Curry Chicken Pasta or Pizza. An aromatic bouquet of an amazing flavorful sauce, accompanied with our gourmet garlic chicken, Parmesan cream sauce, then topped with fire-roasted peppers and onions, and then grated Parmesan cheese. Spice level is super low on this item. Gator's has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, or delivery through DoorDash.
Gotta go to Gator Pizza.
To 113 pounds we go as Lincoln Schoenard takes to the mat. The 8th grader for the Pier Governors taking on Hayden McGuire. McGuire going right at him. Got a quick takedown. but as Schoenhardt works his way out of that, now out of bounds they go. Brandon Valley, like Harrisburg before, out of Region 2A. The Governors, of course, in Region 3A. Schoenhardt back on the mat once again. McGuire came right at him again. You know, and then you've got the these Brandon Valley wrestlers, a lot of whom are the best in the state. There's no you make no bones about it. And then you have the Hayden McGuires of the world who are you know, doing their thing and contributing. And, you know, these guys are just going to be the ones doing a lot of good things kind of behind the scenes and keeping a team like Brandon Valley scoring a lot of points that they do.
Yeah, Brandon definitely is the best from all over the state, or in the state.
It's the complete team. And the Peer Governors have had that, you know, and they've had those guys before. This is my friend from Buffalo Wild Wings last night, Akane Metcalf. From Kimball White Lake. Not to congratulate her on a state championship from last night. 4-1, Brandon Valley in this match. Hayden McGuire leading Lincoln Schoenhardt, first period ticking away. And we'll see what happens. It'll be Green's choice to start the second period. Lincoln Schoenhardt will defer. And it'll be McGuire's choice to go to the down position. Got Stevens and Watertown now underway in front of us. That'll be a fun duel to keep an eye on here, right in the foreground, but the far side as McGuire gets the turn on Schoenhardt and into another reverse headlock here. Schoenhardt on his back, trailing 7-1. Technical fall for Sloan Johansson for Watertown at 113 pounds. As McGuire continues to try to force Lincoln Schoenhardt on his back. Dave Korneman down for a close look. Schoenhardt in trouble. Trying to stay off the pin. Again, Peer has to minimize damage here. Minimize bonus points. Hayden McGuire looking real strong. We're a minute in and a minute to go. Actually 50 seconds to go now, second period. So a lot of time to wrestle yet.
Good.
Schoenhardt rolls around again.
Good
Lincoln
job.
Schoenhardt does a good job of staying off the mat. 3 back points awarded, though. Already a 10-1 lead for Hayden McGuire, who is dominating this one so far. And again, still an eighth grader, but Lincoln Schoenhardt, he deals with a lot of ups and downs, doesn't he? Has a lot of great moments, but as everybody's got room for improvement and a lot to learn, Lincoln just seems to be one of those guys that, hopefully will be able to apply what he learns over the next few years. He's his back again as the period comes to an end. 3 more points for McGuire. He leads 13-1.
He's an eighth grader. Let's not forget about that. I mean, it's things that he's going to develop as time goes on. It's things that he's going to work on as time goes on. I mean, when you look at those first two wrestlers, Odekov and him, I mean, these matches are going to show them what it's going to take to be, to get to that next level. It's like there is that next level, and how are they gonna work next year and the year after that to get to that point?
Yeah, loss is only a loss if you haven't learned anything from it.
And as I always say, every loss is a learning experience too. Well, Schoenhardt with an escape right now, 14-1 though, and there's a takedown to give Hayden McGuire a technical fall, 16-1. And the Lynx will open up a 9-0 lead in the duel. 30-second break. We're back. We go to 120 next. This is Governor State Tournament Wrestling.
Why drive when you can fly from Pierre? In the time it takes to drive to Myrtle or Gettysburg, you could be in Denver. One-way rates as low as $59, 50 passenger jets, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Book tickets through DenverAirConnection.com. Traveling further? Book tickets through United.com or any of your favorite sites. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking and no driving. Fly from Pierre Regional Airport.
To 120 pounds, Noah Williams on the mat. For the Pierre Governors, he takes on Jesse Johnson of the Brandon Valley Lynx. Lynx with the first two at hand, leading 9-0. Class B semifinal, top seed Kimball Whitelake Platte Getty has won the first two. 12-0 leading Canton, and now they've just got another decision victory at 120 pounds. And they lead 15-0. Good start for Kimball Whitelake Platte Gettys against the defending champion, Canton. On the mat goes Williams, taken down by Jesse Johnson. Noah's on his back. He'll get out of bounds, but there's 5 seconds, good enough for 3 points. On the back, and a 7-1 lead here. Johnson had a quick takedown. Williams got out. Johnson with another takedown. Feet to back right there.
Next match, number four.
Described Jesse Johnson much the same way as Hayden McGuire. You know, I remember when we went to, when we followed the Governors to their duel in Brandon this year, I'm up in the bleachers, up in the crowd, and I'd never heard of Jesse Johnson. I asked the guy sitting next to me, is this guy JV kid, or did he move here, you know, and something like that. He says, no, he's coming right up from JV from a year ago. So this kid has really excelled this year. Had a good performance in the bracket.
It's be pretty tough to be sitting in that room right now and not advance. And I mean, either your feast or your famine in there. And, you know, I guarantee the kids that are stepping on the line for every, you know, every position that they have, every spot that they have has been pretty well developed. Go back to that competition in the room and just, you know, you're working with the best of the best.
Updating score 9-3 now. So there's been a another couple of takedowns. And there's a, well, Johnson looking for another takedown but won't get it. And I'll tell you what I'm thinking right now. Brandon Valley, with the way these first three guys have come out, it seems to me they're trying to finish matches as soon as possible. I think they want a nice long wait, assuming they'll make the state championship matchup. And I think they just want to keep everybody as fresh as possible.
That's what today is kind of about. It's,
yeah,
it's, you know, basically surviving and get through each match. And you know, I could definitely see some teams kind of towards the tail end of their duels, maybe even now, maybe forfeiting some matches if they've got the title or they got the win in hand and just resting up for that big match coming up.
Well, Brandon Valley was done with Brookings, and they saved some of their guys in the middle to upper weight classes as well. Here in Rapid City, Stevens in particular are on the mat on their respective mats, but they wrestled longer than Watertown and Brandon Valley did. Logan Graff on the mat for Rapid City Stevens right now, but Watertown, I think it's Watertown out to a 12-4 lead. There's Williams trying to make some moves here, and a two-point reversal for Noah Williams. Updating score, 11-6. Well, Noah now trying to turn the tide a little bit. With a minute gone, second period, he definitely is not out of this match. Although Johnson will break out. 1 point escape makes it 12-6. Neutral on their feet here at 120 pounds. Williams comes after him. Johnson jumps over the top and gets him by the ankles, and another two-pointer there. It's a good move for Jesse Johnson.
You go through a lot of these matches, you know, you're you're kind of hoping and wanting to see, you know, that Chase Sarda kind of style and that Chance Sarda kind of style, to where, you know, maybe you throw all technicality out of the picture here, and now it's go time. Now it's time. Maybe we need to start forcing issue a little bit, and maybe start putting guys at their back and figuring out ways to put guys at their back, and kind of hope maybe we see some of that adversity here in the next minute and a half, and not just with Williams, but with a lot of our guys here in the lower weights.
The margin was major at 14-6, but Johnson will let him out again, 14-7 now, with a point for Williams, and Williams and Johnson both trying to get a throw here, and now it's Williams who gets the takedown, but time runs out on the second period, and the two officials here will not award back points. Not enough time for Williams to score, but that was a pretty good job. They both, it looked like Johnson was the one wanting to do the throwing, but Noah Williams was able to make that his own move. So, oh, they waved off the takedown.
Oh, not even a takedown.
They waved off the takedown. It is still 14-7 as they rule that to have happened after the whistle blew, or after the back of the official was tapped. Wasn't paying a lot of attention. Was that a stalling warning on Noah Williams there?
Yep.
As he backed his way awake. Minute 35 to go. Here comes another takedown now. Nope, not yet for Jesse Johnson. It's still 14-7.
Apparently the throw right at the end of the match, or end of the period, wasn't enough
yeah,
action.
Yeah, exactly.
It never happened, say the officials. So down to the 110, or 1 minute and 10 second mark. Actually, they'll reset at 111. Boy, old fella Bud Postma with some nifty moves there as he had two wrestlers running right at him. Juking and jiving. And that Watertown-Stevens duel in front of us. Jesse Johnson, Noah Williams. Johnson has been very aggressive in this match, but now Noah Williams, you know, if there's a momentum shift in this match, I kind of feel it belongs with Noah right now. And you know, the problem is he just doesn't have a lot of time to work with.
And he just, you know, he's getting in on nice shots, but just not finishing. And that's been his demise at the state tournament here.
But Johnson does get another takedown here. 16-7. The margin is a major one again, as they're out of bounds with 23 seconds to go. Brandon Valley with the first two matches, leading 9-0. State semifinals. Last year, these two met in the semis, and 34-34 was the final, but Pierre won it on criteria due to a technical violation on Brandon Valley in one of their matches. Stevens and Watertown finish up at 120. And this one will come to an end, 16-7, a major decision for Jesse Johnson, defeating Noah Williams. The Lynx lead the Governors 13-0. Let's pause for 30 seconds. Come back for 126 next at the state tournament on KGFX.
Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre is your one stop for fencing materials and supplies. Sioux Nation handles Red Brand steel posts and barbed wire. They carry staples, wood posts, both blunt and pointed, railroad ties, continuous fence, and guardrail. Sioux Nation sells quality Gallagher electric fence products, electric fence wire, heavy-duty tread-in posts, and insulators. Remember your high-quality Sioux steel gates. Mending your fences is almost enjoyable with help from the folks at Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre.
On to 126 pounds we go. Nate Williams battling against Jordan Omick of Brandon Valley. And Omick coming out, going right to work. Had a takedown, allowing Nate Williams back up. So a 2-1 start here with Brandon Valley in the lead. Kimball White Lake Platte Getty's getting excited to our left. They still lead Canton 15-0. In fact, they're going to add a major decision, it looks like. And boy, Kimball Whitelake out to a 19-0 lead on the Canton Seahawks. Canton's going to get very difficult coming up here with Ace and Rice, the state champion, perhaps about ready to take the mat. Still 2-1 in our match here, 126 pounds with Jordan Omi. Second year in a row making the finals, but he came up short last night. By the way, Jesse Johnson, who just defeated Noah Williams, was a third-place finisher. Jordan Omi losing to Logan Graff of Rapid City Stevens last night in a 3-0 score. 40 seconds to go, first period in our fourth match. And again, we did start this one at 106 pounds. There's a good takedown again for Omi. He now leads 4-1. As Williams will try to work underneath. Well, the governor's right now, if you're up here, you got to find a way to put a spark in something. You definitely want to minimize damage, but, you know, if things keep going the way they are, and it's kind of expected, but you may get to the point where you start running out of time, and then it kind of turns into that situation, Coach Calder, that you were talking about, of having to do things just to, you know, to do whatever it takes.
I mean, and there's some positives that come out of those first couple matches. I mean, we're not giving up pins. You know, some guys fought hard off their backs and making sure that we didn't give those up. I mean, really, you're only, you know, two big pins out of climbing our way back into this thing right now. So, you know, obviously don't like the tone that's being set right off the bat, but we still got some leaders coming up in the lineup here.
Well, they led up here by Omi, so a point. Well, they didn't give it to him. Yeah, they did. 4-2 now, but that leads into another takedown for Jordan Omi. You know, and the way that last match went with Jesse Johnson, he came out just guns blazing, and he was trying to, it looked literally like he was trying to end that match as quickly as possible. But Noah Williams, you know, takes it 6 minutes and kind of putting Brandon Valley in a position they'd rather not be in, perhaps.
I think one of the toughest things to tell a kid to do and for a kid to do is go out and pin somebody. And I think you exert a lot of energy when you try to do that in the first, you know, 35, 45, you know, seconds to a minute. And, you know, I think it wears and tears on a guy. And if you can weather that storm with a lot of these kids, I mean, that, you keep yourself close. I think you can climb yourself way, you know, back into it.
Well, every time Williams gets up, Omi puts him back on the mat, tack on two more as Williams had another escape. It's 6-3 now, 8-3 on the board. And Omi will let him up a fourth time. Now 8-4. And we've seen this before too with Pierre and Brandon Valley, where, you know, these Lynx, they like to keep scoring. And maybe that's their way of trying to finish the match as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Although Coach Noyes, you have said that means that maybe wrestlers just don't like being on the mat so much and wrestling from the mat.
Well, I just keep thinking that with Brandon Valley, they're trying to prove a point right now that they weren't very happy about how things have gone over the past few years, especially last year at the state duels. And I think right now, if they could blank us, that's their goal right now, and that's got to be weighing in their minds a little bit.
That's something I hadn't even thought of. It's hard to imagine that, but definitely with the depth that they have at every weight class, it's a possibility. They have a couple of weak points, perhaps, but we shall see.
Well, like I said, when you've got Deegan Huska out of the lineup, you know, they've got studs from 32, 38, 45. I mean, it just keeps going. So somebody's going to have to get a big win somewhere. Somebody's going to have to knock somebody off pretty good.
Updated score is 10-4 now as we start the third period. Jordan Omi on top of Nate Williams. Actually, it's Williams on top in the physical sense here, but as Omi tries to work his way out, Williams from behind still has him by an ankle, but Omi breaking freer and freer all the time. There's an escape now. It's 11-4, 30 seconds in to the third period. Still a decision margin, though. As Omi sends Williams. Boy, did he hit the concrete over there?
He did.
Nate Williams is down.
Yeah, you know, you got two officials on the mat. You've got to have somebody guarding that out-of-bounds line, and that didn't happen here.
And basically the setup over there, there's a scorer's table, and there's a mat-side scoreboard. I don't think he got that far, but, you know, he may have hit his head on.
You know, as a wrestler, too, you're not. I mean, you know the edge is getting close, but you don't know how close it is. You're going to wrestle through the move and through the action there, and, you know, you're focused so much on scoring that you don't realize how close the out-of-bounds is really coming.
So, again, basically what we've got here on the floor of the Denny Sanford Premier Center, you've got wrestling mats, but once you get to the edge, it's just a concrete floor that they'll put down whatever they want to, whether it be a basketball floor or a hockey rink or a dirt track for some monster truck rallies or something. I mean, it's such a great and versatile venue here, but right now it's just concrete flooring, and there's no give at all once you get off the mat. So Williams being checked out here by Casey Michelson. You know, and you don't want to give up an injury default here either, because that's bonus points for Brandon Valley. And I don't think that's going to be the case. Williams is up on his feet now. And I think that's just more of a conversation that they're having here. I don't see that Casey Michelson is testing him for concussion protocol or anything like that.
No, I see things switched over to blood time, too, so might have been able to find a speck of blood and kind of work that clock down a little bit.
All right, Nate's ready to go again. It's 11-4. They'll cut blood time now, 25 seconds to go. Neutral on their feet. Jordan Obey on top. On the scoreboard, Brandon Valley leading the duel 13-0. This is match number 4. Out of 14 as Omi comes around and gets, not yet. Ooh, and now he'll slam down Nate Williams to the mat. There's a takedown. Take that back. It was 1 minute plus to go. Now we're into the final minute. And out of bounds they'll go. 13-4, a 9-point advantage for Jordan Omi. He'll put hands to back here. Nate Williams stays down for the time being. And now Williams is free. Still an 8-point margin. Nate Williams going to have to score somehow. I just saw Jordan Omi dancing like Muhammad Ali.
Or Gable Stevenson for the newer age
okay.
Wrestling fans. Yeah, oh yeah. Either way, it's the same thing.
13-5 at 30 seconds to go on a reset once again. Still neutral. As we continue here, Williams up and underneath, but Omi comes in over the top, and that'll possibly be a clinching takedown. 10-point lead, 15-5. Brandon Valley poised to score another bonus point here. And that's how this one will come to an end. Tack on 4 more on the duel. The Lynx lead the Governors 17-0. Scoreboard is from Wagner Auto. Appear the one place to go is Brandon Valley, now 4-4. Let's take a look at these other duels that are going on. Kimball Whitelake Platte Getty is leading 19-0 on Canton, but I think this is Asen Rice at 132 pounds. He leads 19-7. Canton's going to get at least a major decision win in that one. Winner area is out to a 14-5 lead over Parkston as they wrestle at 132 pounds as well. Trayson Omi is out to wrestle for Brandon Valley. He takes on Tristan Spencer. Ryan Noyes, you go back to the pregame, and you were talking about wondering who was injured and who would be wrestling, and just a moment ago, as Omi With the difficult hold here on Tristan Spencer. Spencer trying to rock to stay off the pin. Can't do it. That's a pin ball at 38 seconds. Brandon Valley adds another six. It's 23-0. So one school of thought said maybe they save some people that are injured, but Trace Naomi has been injured. The other school of thought is, as you said, maybe Brandon Valley wants to make a statement, and putting Omi out there definitely makes a statement by the Lynx.
Yeah, I just keep looking for a break in their lineup, but it's not coming now that you've got Spencer out here and hasn't lost a match all year against Blake Judson. So, you know, you look at where our studs come through the lineup, they're matched with maybe somebody even a little bit better. So,
rematch of last night's state championship matchup, and Alex Mincer defeated Blake Judson. Score in that one was 6-1. Mincer gets a takedown here. He pushes Judson away, coming right back at him. 2-1 now. Canton on the board in that B semifinal, 19-4 after a major decision at 132. Mincer and Judson out of bounds. Judson off of the reset comes right at Alex Mincer.
Kind of feeding into what Mincer wants. He wants this high pace, lots of action situation, because that's kind of where he thrives.
Oh, and now he's got Blake Judson on his back, and Judson in some trouble here.
He kind of baits you into that, and you got to stay disciplined and understand that if you're going to win this match, it's going to be a 4-3 or a 2-1 or a 1-0, and you just can't get caught up in that.
Boy, Brandon Valley bench wants this one bad. 20 seconds to go, first period. In what at least would be a 7-1 lead for Alex Mincer. Judson, left shoulder, still up, right shoulder up. No, he can't have it as Alex Mincer gets a win by fall in a minute and 54 seconds. 29-0, Brandon Valley on top. Let's pause for 30 seconds. We'll go to 145 next. This is Peer Governor State Tournament Wrestling.
It takes a lot of dedication, training, and teamwork to be successful during your high school wrestling years. Thiel's Collision Center salutes all the Chamberlain and Kimball High School wrestlers and wishes you the best in your final matches. You will always remember your high school wrestling years and the life lessons learned. Thanks to all the coaches, parents, and relatives who support the area wrestlers. Thiel's Collision Center of Chamberlain, recognizing all the outstanding young people in our schools.
Back again at 145 pounds, and again, Brandon Valley goes right to work as Gavin Chapman, 30 seconds in, has a takedown of Hayden Schaefer. 29-0, Brandon Valley leading. And, the more this goes on, Coach Noyes, I mean, the more I think you're absolutely right about what Brandon Valley wants out of this duel.
Yeah, there's no question. You can see them talking on the bench. You can see their coaches interacting with kids. And, they have one thing in mind right now, and that's blanking the ghost.
Yep. Saw that last year, actually, winner. In a 1-8 matchup, pitched a shutout against Lyman in the first round of the dual tournament, 83-0. But
get one.
As Schaefer works to stay off his back, doing one so far. 2-0 out of bounds, though. They'll go back and reset with 47 seconds to go, first period.
One way to, think about it, too, is they just got done wrestling Brookings, and Brookings put up, 23 points on them? So where's that at, with the situation?
Yeah, that's not happening. Yeah, well, Brandon Valley had a 40-0 lead in that duel, and then he kind of let some other people come in and get some state tournament wrestling, I think, toward the tail end of that duel.
Right.
Of course, Brookings still has guys like Tyson Brandt and Jackson Bowes and Luke Rasmussen right. in their lineup. So
my point is, you know, Brookings is a team that's down a yep. little bit, and if they're still putting up 23 points against Brandon Valley.
Come on! Schaefer. Got to an ankle here of Gavin Chapman, but Chapman kind of kicks his way out of that and then comes over the top, and now he's got another takedown as the first period comes to an end. Looks like Hayden had his opportunity there, but couldn't capitalize. Schaefer defers to begin the second period, and Brandon Valley will take to the down position. Hayden Schaefer against Chapman, quickly up on his feet, but Hayden's got him by the ankle. Now out of bounds they'll go. Back to the middle again. Stevens and Watertown in front of us. Raiders on top 19-10 in the other semifinal. And Hayden Schaefer hanging on around the waist of Gavin Chapman, who's up on his feet, potentially dangerous here, and we'll go back to the beginning and do it again. It's size differences. We always talk about the length of Hayden Schaefer, and in this case, he's got 3 or 4 inches on Gavin Chapman. Chapman up, but Schaefer grabs him by the legs, forces him back down again. Schaefer and these seniors with one more day of wrestling. Blake Judson, Hayden Schaefer, Nate Noah Williams. Close out their high school careers. Brandon Valley's got a few seniors as well. Yeah, Schaefer on a restart once again. Chapman standing up. Hayden still with it.
There it is.
He's got good takedown. Oh, he couldn't get it. Of course, everybody wants Schaefer to get a cradle put together. Kimball Whitelake with a big surge here at 138. Boy, that's the case. Canton's got a really good wrestler down on the mat right now. Schaefer's still working on it. You can probably hear the crowd a little bit around us. Kimball Whitelake with Chase Varlick, who lost in the finals last night to Kale Larson of Webster. Canton has Andy Meyer. Varlick beat him yesterday, 8-1, in fact, but that was with a late surge, so certainly no fluke there. We've got blood time for the Brandon Valley wrestler. Timeout in this match, sponsored by Agtegra. Acres Ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Ryan Oakland with the coaches. Ryan Noyes and John Calda here. Governor's being shut out so far as we hit the halfway point after this one. Matt Staff still clearing the redness. And Hayden Schaefer still working in the up position so far. Under 30 seconds to go. Schaefer has been in the top here the entire second period. Gavin Chapman continues to work his way onto his feet, but Schaefer keeps putting him back down. Hayden has not been able to hook up his signature cradle, though.
Pretty sure the Brandon Valley wrestler is not going to choose down in the third period. But it sure be nice to have another crack at it.
Yeah. As the third period will commence here, 4-1 still, and another blood timeout from Agtegra. Let's look around the room here. Stevens, Watertown in front of us, 19-10. Raiders on top of the Arrows over to our right in the consolation bracket in Class B. Assuming Harrisburg leading Brookings 21-10. And to the far right, Tierra and Sturgis are at 16-8. I think from the lower weight classes, that might be Tierra leading in that one. Not really sure. Again, if home teams or teams on top of the brackets are the ones that are listed first. Actually, that would be Sturgis. No, that would be Tierra leading Sturgis. Out of bounds we go again as we reset. We're into the third period. 1 minute, 41 seconds to go. 138-pound matchup going to come to an end for Kimball White Lake. Flat Getty is in a 7-5 victory for Chase Varlick over Andy Meyer. KWLPG will add to their lead. It's 22-4 now. Quite a statement being made there by Kimball White Lake.
Sometimes they say prove it. He just did.
Yeah. Varlick was a 3 seed in that bracket. Andy Meyer a 2 seed. Varlick's beaten him now two days in a row. Up position for Gavin Chapman here in the third. Schaefer tried to work his way to the edge, but there's still more blood time coming here for the Brandon Valley wrestler. By the way, winner area leads 17-5. I think it just matters who's running the scoreboard as to which score is listed first. And look what Kimball White Lake is doing. They're putting their state champion girl out there to wrestle at 145 pounds. That's a Connie Metcalf out to tangle with the Canton 145-pounder, Carter Rager. Nice pick there for Rapid City Stevens. That'll be a fun one to watch. What happened? Oh, blood time on that one already. Well, the Canton wrestler who got off to a 2-0 start. Well, a takedown. Takedown for Chapman. Or must have had some back points. He started in the up. Schaefer got rolled over for 3 or 4 seconds. Here at 145 pounds, so far Brandon Valley 6-for-6. And they've scored at least one bonus point in every one of those matches. One pin so far. Two pins, rather. Trace Anome and Alex Mentzer in the last two matches. Mentzer putting Blake Judson on his back. And they've had 4 major decisions so far. Actually, 1 technical foul and 3 majors. Is the Lynx mean business here today? 20 seconds to go. Chapman leading. Hayden Schaefer. Lynx poised to win another one here at 145. Halftime coming up. It'll be sponsored by CHS River Plains, serving cities throughout central South Dakota as Gavin Chapman gets a 6-1 victory over Hayden Schaefer. And our Wagner Auto scoreboard, 32-0. Brandon Valley. Ignorado, the one place to go. Let's hear from CHS River Plains. We'll go to 152 next. This is Governor's State Tournament Wrestling.
You asked, we listened. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorjewski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
We are back at the Danny Sanford Premier Center in Sioux Falls. Brian Oakland with the coaches here, and 152 pounds brings Chase Sarda to the mat as he takes on Caden Langenhorst of Brandon Valley. Langenhorst the senior, Sarda the junior for the Governors. Sarda had a great victory in the dual win over Harrisburg that spearheaded the movement. But right now, Govs could use another spark here from Sarda as they are trailing 32-0. I said I was wrong on Kimball White Lake. I gave the wrong name. Akani Metcalf of Kimball White Lake would be their 113-pound or 106-pound state champion. But Kiana Major, Kiana Shevling Major, is wrestling right now. She's a two-time state champion for Kimball White Lake. She won last year as well.
Pretty cool to see her taking on a guy.
It's, yeah.
You know.
Well, we saw her last night when she was in her state championship match. That's a young lady, knows what she's doing. And I mentioned I saw her at a local restaurant late last night, and I had a chance to talk to her a little bit. Just a wonderful young lady. She, in fact, with that conglomerate, I asked her where exactly she lives. They live in Geddes down there.
Okay.
She said, "I'm last on the list. Kimball White Lake Platte Geddes," is what she said. So.
Well, not in state. That's
no,
the only time she's
no,
been.
No, she's first in the state. That's for sure. 2-1. We've got a lead for Caden Langenhorst as he picks up and puts Chase Sarda down on the mat for a second time here. 4-1 in the first period comes to an end. Talk again about who could be injured. Actually, Major just got pinned by Carter Rager of Canton.
Not without making him bleed first. So.
No, no. Yeah, there was some blood time there. Second period beginning with Sarda on top. We talk about, again, these Brandon Valley wrestlers, who's injured, who's not. And Langenhorst has dealt with injuries all season long. He's got a lot of extra hardware on, especially on that left shoulder and the right wrist. But Brandon Valley still going with their number one lineup. As Sarda trying to keep control here, and he will. Langenhorst tried to get that reversal, but unable to do so. It's still Sarda up top. Lynx now 7-for-7. 7 down with 7 to go. Carter Lenz on the mat. Kimball White Lake. Winner area, by the way, 23-8. They lead Parkston. Phillip area dueling Redfield. That matchup says 31-13. They're wrestling at 170 pounds. That would mean undefeated two-time state champion Burt Blasius on the mat for Phillip area. Try to keep our eyes on some of those. They're not gracing us with the scoreboard help anymore, as they were for a while. In our first duel, Sarda wrestling Langenhorst out of bounds with 49 seconds to go, second period.
It's as if they're saying you've been here for 2 days. You know who they are.
it's different in the duels.
Exactly.
I went half a match calling the Kimball White Lake state champion by the wrong name.
Oh, you know what they did over there? They got Blasius and Mason Fye going at it. And that's why you've got this 3-3. You got a couple of state champs wrestling for the fun of it.
Mason Fye was at... We'll see it.
I think he's a 60-pounder.
Oh, 160, moved up to 70. So, yeah, that's a good one there. I think it's Redfield leading Phillip area 31-13. And they're in overtime, aren't they?
Yep.
5-1 here as Langenhorst has the lead. Second period comes to an end, so there was an escape in there that Sarda was not able to maintain control. Langenhorst will have the choice to begin the third period for Brandon Valley. And there's a question of who has the choice, and it will be Pierce's choice instead. So Sarda comes to the down.
You know, not to switch back to that. To Redfield and Phillip over there, but Coach Calda mentioned yesterday about his appreciation for Mason Fye and what all he's done. You know, he could have simply come out here and just taken on the kid at 160 and won fairly easily. But instead, he bumps up a weight class.
Sarda's got something here. He got his throw. And now he's got Langenhorst in a headlock here. Chase Sarda looking to make things happen again. And the win by fall is good for Chase Sarda, who gets up and dusts the shoes off. A championship performance here for Chase Sarda of the Governors. Well, the Pierre Governors are on the board here. That's time on that one, 4 minutes and 23 seconds. Governors have a ways to go, but at least they won't be blank today. 32-6, our score.
The same can be said here. We talked about proving it. He just pinned O'Connor. Now he just pins Langenhorst.
Yep.
So what's that say about Chase Sarda?
What it says about him is make a spot in the lineup for him next year full time. Well, Hayden Schaefer will be gone. I think that that won't be an issue. But here's Jaden Wiebe at 160 pounds. He works against Sabrin Bortnum of Brandon Valley. Wiebe had a chance but couldn't complete a takedown. Now they're more head-to-head, but Wiebe tries to throw him to the side, comes around and has the takedown here on take two.
Go get it.
Jaden Wiebe. Working on the cradle here. Bortnum is on his back as Wiebe looking for a stick in the first period. Not this time. Three back points good, though. A five-point move for Jaden Wiebe. Wiebe picks that ankle up. Puts Bortnum back on the mat again. And Wiebe looking to get another one.
Gotta elevate that head.
Bortnum trying to bridge up. Head on, only his head and the feet contacted. Now one shoulder back down. And Wiebe trying to put all of his weight on this left shoulder of Bortnum.
That's tight. It's got to be close.
Beer crowd above us wanting it. Dave Korneman would not oblige, but three more for Jaden Wiebe. Putting Bortnum on his back. 8-0 score here, 20 seconds to go. Still first period. And one of those wrestlers has scored in the second tiebreaker down there. Mason Fai against Burke Blasius, who has not lost this year. Here it'll be a trip to the second period now as Jaden Wiebe. He got Bortnum on his back twice. Wiebe will take to the down here. Brandon Valley deferred. Start the second period. Couple of close duels in the consolation, 25-20 between Sturgis and T area. Harrisburg and Brookings are at 21-17. Wiebe in the under. Bortnum tries to get him back to the mat, but Wiebe spins around and he's got an opportunity to make something else happen here. There's an escape for Jaden Wiebe. Now 9-0 our score. Lynx leading the duel, 32-6. Wiebe. Had his arm wrapped around the neck earlier, but not now. And now it is Bortnum who gets Jaden Wiebe to the mat with a takedown. Sabrin Bortnum scores his first two of this match. 9-2 now with a minute to go in the second period. 4-3. In that overtime period, and it is, well, it's Redfield asking for a point.
Not going to get it.
Officials don't look like they're going to give it. It looks like Bert Blasius might be the winner in that match for Philip area, and the officials, they're applauding. Boy, how about that? I love it when the officials... you know what? They love a good wrestling match as much as anybody. Good job for Burt Blasius. And as the score over there updates to 34-13, that might be Philip area leading. What was the score? 34-10? Nope, it wouldn't have been 34-10. It was a 31-13.
It looks like 34-18 or 34-13.
It's 34-13 now, but I think they added three to the left side, and that would be Philip Arias' lead.
You know, there's kind of the cool thing about having the duels on a Saturday. You're probably not going to see that matchup Thursday night and so on down the line. And, you know, it's kind of, again, applaud to both of those guys for throwing it out there and being able to witness that match.
Well, meanwhile, this one's our match started. That said, well, it was 9-2, so Jaden Wiebe got another takedown at the end, or a reversal, rather, at the end of that second period. He now leads 11-2, and we start the third period here. Jaden Wiebe leading, Sabrin Bortnum looking to lock a cradle up here, forcing it over. Didn't get the angle yet.
Looking to get two behind the leg there.
Can't get that, so Jaden Wiebe will have to start over. And the opposition with an 11-2 lead, 1:25 to go. They're trying to make it two in a row here after Chase Sarda pinned Caden Langenhorst after trailing 5-1 to start that third period.
Both Langenhorst and O'Connor were placers, correct?
Yep, that's right.
Nothing like one of our extra wrestlers pinning two state place winners.
Yeah, Langenhorst placed in seventh in that bracket. At 152, Logan O'Connor at 145, who moved up to wrestle 152, was a fifth-place finisher, I believe we said earlier. Nope, third place, in fact. 13-3, Wiebe letting Bortnum free. 20 seconds to go. Major margin here for Jaden Wiebe. See if he's got time for a little more damage here.
This point, we're good with a major.
And that's how this one will come to an end. Jaden Wiebe will strike here. With a 13-4 lead, the Governors hit double figures. They trail 32-10 on that Wegner Auto scoreboard. Let's pause for 30 seconds. We'll go to 170 next. This is Governor State Tournament Wrestling.
If you're looking for a heck of a great deal on your next vehicle, then Philip Motor is the place for you. For over 30 years, Philip Motor has helped farmers, ranchers, and city folk find the perfect vehicle at a great price. Whether you're looking for a new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Lincoln, Ram truck, or quality used vehicle, you'll always find a better deal at Philip Motor. Swing by the lot today or call 859-2585 and see what the guys can do for you. Philip Motor, just off Highway 73 in Philip, or check out their entire inventory anytime on their website, philipmotor.com.
Back at Sioux Falls, the Danny Sanford Premier Center. At 170 pounds, Lucas Chamberlain comes out to report, but Brandon Valley does not send out Lucas Slack. And the Governors get a win by forfeits, and now what was 32-0 has become 32-16. As the Governors have won three weight classes in a row here. Chance Sarda now wrestling at 182 pounds against Dominic Tucker. This is the rubber match of the weekend for these two. Sarda pinned him in the quarterfinals on Thursday. Tucker beat him and beat Sarda in the third place match yesterday, 10-5. Well, this ought to be a good one. Tucker coming in low, got a leg up, but unable to hang on to it. We're 1 minute in here at 182 pounds now. Winter area, by the way, leading Parkston 27-8 in their semifinal duel in Class B. Kimball White Lake Flat Getty is now leading 25-10 as they are both wrestling at 160. Sarda trying to get Tucker muscled over, but he slips and now comes down. 2 points for Dominic Tucker. No back points there, but Tucker gets it first. There's what you mean with a risky the risky move of a throw in the first period.
Well, and that's not even a risky move necessarily. He just got his weight going backwards instead of forward. normally a high percentage. I mean, if you don't score, you at least don't get hurt with it. Anytime you're taking a throw back across your back, you risk that. This one is supposed to be...
supposed to be forward, got pushed away, and kind of pushed away from the boundary, too. But first period comes to an end. No harm, no foul. Just a 2-0 deficit for Chance Sarda. His choice, and he'll take the down to start the second period. Sturgis coming to life. In their duel over T area, that's a 32-30 duel at heavyweight. And a pin.
Sturgis win.
For their big fella, and actually that one, if that is Sturgis trailing 32-30, they just come back and win that duel. See if they update the score. It would be 36-32, and Sturgis would wrestle for fifth place. And again, those teams that go 0-2 in their first two rounds will not wrestle for seventh place. Actually, Sturgis clinches the duel 38-30, defeating T area. As on our mat, we've got a blood timeout.
Kind of interesting on how that worked out with Sturgis when the preliminary teams came out for the dual team. They weren't even in it. They had to come back and recalculate some things from other states. I don't know if there was North Dakota had updated some things, whatever, and they got in on the second, kind of the second try, if you want to call it. It's kind of neat to see them come in and get some hardware.
So Sturgis defeats T area. Sturgis will take on whoever wins out of Harrisburg and Brookings. Right now looks like Harrisburg may be up 27-17. And we're back at it off of that Agtegra timeout. Here is Sarda getting active and getting after it with Dominic Tucker. Chance Sarda.
Love the Peterson.
Yeah.
That is a two-point reversal here for Sarda. Was not able to get Tucker down on the mat. And Bonham Scotland Avon defeating Kingsbury County 39-37. Tucker breaks free for an escape. He comes right back and has Sarda by a foot. He'll get a takedown. So Dominic Tucker.
I don't know if you really want to get that in intense with the Sarda. I can tell you that. It's like, you know, you kind of push the issue with them. I would be afraid to see him fight back here a little bit. So it could be an exciting match here to end up.
Yeah, they waived that takedown, by the way.
Yeah, good.
They took it back as Tucker was near the edge on that.
Oh, so close again with the headlock.
He's going to keep firing. He gets opportunities.
Well, this time it is a takedown, 5-2. Tucker leads Chance Sarda. Starting to be a lot more movement around the arena. A couple of duels are done. Sturgis beating T area 38-30. Tucker trying to get Sarda turned over on his back here. Working on that left wing.
Whose choice going into the third?
It'll be Brandon Valley's. Chance Sarda took the down here in the second period.
Be interesting to see. I assume he'll go down, but
only 3 seconds to go. Second period, 5-2. Last year in the semifinals, when the Governors won on criteria because of a technical violation, it was actually Dominic Tucker who came with the hard right cross on Gavin Stotts in that 182-pound match, and he had a point counted against him because of that. And that was basically the reason the Govs won on criteria. So they chose neutral to start the third period. Sarda and Tucker. Sarda coming with a takedown here. He's the only one that had takedowns in this match so far. Sarda scored on a reversal. Tucker bounces him and pushes him away, or Sarda breaks out, so he's got an escape. Now 7-3. Tucker leading.
Sarda doesn't have a lot of time. He's got to set up one of his home run moves and let it fly. I mean, it's a 50-50 shot at getting it, but we know how good Tucker is and how powerful, and he can make it.
If you're relying on score to win this match, I think obviously advantage Dominic Tucker. as he comes in low again. Boy, nice quick move. Tucker's a short, stocky, 182 pounds, but again, so many of these guys are so well built.
Well, you know, going back to that, your window of opportunity sometimes against a good wrestler is pretty small. And again, take it when you can.
Tucker's going to want some more here. He's got a 6-point lead, 9-3. And an injured Watertown wrestler at 170 pounds holding his right ankle in their match. Now we've got more blood on the Pier Brandon Valley mat, which to be in the literal sense is a Sioux Falls Jefferson Cavalier mat. So, Agtegra timeout on our match here. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your Agtegra cooperative today. Looking at winner area with a cradle hold on a Parkston wrestler. 170 pounds there. Warriors lead the Trojans 30-8. Kimball Whitelake, Platte Gettys maintaining a 25-13 lead on Canton, the defending champion, as we're back at it again here in Brandon Valley. 25 seconds to go. 9-3. Tucker leading Sarda. There's a stalling warning to chant Sarda. And now Sarda gets up. Tucker wants one last move here. 9-4. We'll just lock hands. Dance around a bit for 3, 2, and 1. And this one is done. 9-4. Dominic Tucker with the victory. Brandon Valley back on the scoreboard, and they lead 35-16. Let's pause for 30 seconds, and we're back to 195, the Governors in the state tournament on KGFX.
Thanks to all the fans, coaches, parents, and wrestlers who have made the wrestling programs a great part of your high school activities. This from everyone at West 40 Food and Fuel in Ocoma. They have what you want right at the I-90 exit 260, including Arby's for quality quick food options. Check out the large selection of beverages and snacks. And if you can't make it to the tournament, listen for all the wrestling reports right here, brought to you by everyone at the West 40 in Ocoma. And good luck, wrestlers.
And here we go to 195 pounds as Gavin Stotts is wrestling against Damian Shunkey. Damian Shunkey, a second-time champion last night. Champion as a sophomore. Injured as a junior. Champion as a senior, winning at 195 pounds last night. He defeated Noah Huttmaker of Chamberlain in that championship bout, 4-1. Huttmaker, the top seed. Damian, the number two seed. Stotts, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Stotsy can be dangerous, too, with his throws. And in this situation where, you know, you're not going to win the duel, you're probably not, at least on paper, supposed to win the match. So, again, let it fly. See what happens.
Chunky with a takedown. Stotts is up. He hasn't been given full release yet. There's Stotts trying to make a throw. Now, after that last victory by Brandon Valley, they lead 35-16. That is a 19-point lead. Best the Governors can do is get back to 34. And they would lose the duel by one as Stotts seems to have some blood from the mouth. And he'll have to take blood time here with 40 seconds to go in the first period.
One thing that Stotsy has going for him here is his shape. You know, Shunky's been injured and is not in the same wrestling shape that Stotsy is. I'd want to push him as much as I possibly could.
And the issue for Damian Shunky is a right knee with hardware. Gavin Stotts has a little brace on his left knee as well. And Gavin was he was feeling the bruises of the football season for quite a while here in this wrestling season. In fact, old man Tom told me that, what did he have? He had a knee, he had a broken nose, he had maybe a thumb issue or something like that. Little of this, little of that. Here comes Shunky again, though, and after an escape from Stotts, another takedown for Damian Shunky. That'll finish up the first period. Stevens with a win at 182, ups their lead to 43-10. It'll be Brandon Valley and Rapid City Stevens in the state dual championship. Pier will duel Watertown for third place. These two teams, those two teams met a month ago or so in Huron. Governors were disappointed with a lot of the results of that one, a dual loss, one of three on the season for Pier. They lost to Watertown, Brandon Valley, and to Rapid City Stevens during the East-West duels. Starting the second period, Stotts in the down. He's able to come out. It's an escape. Trailing 4-2. Shunky wraps him up, brings him down. Another takedown there for Damian Shunky. His third of the match as they'll go out of bounds. It'll be 6-2. I don't know what's happening down there in that Governor corner, but Sean Lewis and Chad Uriger sharing a couple of laughs. Coaches are able to relax a little bit. Now, in this case, do you let the kids, or you just kind of let the kids do their own thing and you don't have to do so much screaming and hollering just to see what they can do. There's a throw attempt by Stotts, but boy, Shunky keeping his balance pretty well. What do you think, Coach Noyes? You don't need to do a lot of shouting in this juncture right now, do you?
Well, I guess I was always, not that they're not into the match, but to me, you want to win every situation.
Yes.
You wanna, so for me, I guess I'm still trying to get kids to get something big. So.
Well, I would think in this case, as Shunky gets another takedown, I mean, you want to find... You want to find an opening. You want to be able to recognize the opportunities that you face with, that you're presented with. See if you can take advantage of that.
You want your kids to know you're having fun though too. If coaches are having fun, hopefully that goes to the team too, for them to know even in a loss we can still have fun and compete hard.
Fourth escape for Stotts. It's 8-4 now. With 15 seconds to go. ...220 pounds, just announced Lincoln Kane is wrestling a weight class down for Phillip area. Brawlers may be just as well avoiding Grady Fye at the top of that Redfield lineup. Phillip area leading 37-17 in that consolation match up there. 10-4, and there was another one for Shunky as he comes back at it again. Third period underway with a minute 40 to go here at 195. Lynx leading the Governors 35-16. Shunky made another effort. Now Stotts backing off toward the Brandon Valley side. Shunky reaches low. Stotts still trying to find an opening here some way. Somehow
right there.
Gavin with the turn, but he's out of bounds. Well, there you go. That's one of those things that we talked a little bit about. Gavin always seems to be more used to wrestling in close matches. And for me personally, not seeing everything he's done this year, although we've seen a lot of the matches at home and all the duels and things like that, but Gavin just, to me, he just doesn't seem to get those opportunities or take those opportunities very often. That's kind of neat to see what he's capable of doing here, although he got took down again, 12-4.
He's always been a wrestler that's relied on that, though, back in middle school. And so, to me, it's been nice seeing him the last couple of years develop into the kid that he has and learning how to take smart shots and stuff. And now, again, you kind of see the putting the whole package together that, hey, I can still defend shots, I can still take shots if I want to, but I'm going to keep this in my back pocket just in case we need it here and there.
25 seconds to go. And again, Brandon Valley will win this duel. Damian Shunke will win this match. Quick programming note, we will have to forego coverage of the third place match between Pier and the duel between Pier and Watertown. We'll have to pack up and head across town to Sioux Falls Roosevelt, where we'll have basketball on River 92.7 this afternoon. Unbeaten Sioux Falls Roosevelt against the Governor boys, as one final takedown to the mat puts Damian Shunke in a 12-5 victory, defeating Gavin Stotts. Three more for the Lynx, and it's 38-16. We'll take 30 and go to 220 pounds next. You're listening to the Governors in the state tournament on KGFX.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
What makes high school sports here in South Dakota so special?
They do. You do.
We all do.
This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, after the Brandon Valley Lynx get a win from Damian Shunke to make it 38-16, the Lynx decide that they've had enough of this duel, and they'll stay open at 220 with Owen Warren, and at 285, not bringing Navarro Shunke out to wrestle. So Elijah Bucci of the Governors at 220 and Joshua Rydberg at 285 will get victories by forfeit. The Governors tack on 12 to the score, but Brandon Valley wins it by the score of 38-28. Your final score on the Wagner Auto scoreboard, brought to you by Wagner Auto Company in Pier, the one place to go. Well, Brandon Valley for a while came out looking like they wanted to pitch a shutout, and I'm sure they would have kept at it if that had been the case. But the Governors get a couple of wins in the middle, and I think as the tide has turned in this direction, I don't think we're too surprised by the way the Lynx decided to end this one early.
No, they got one more duel. I mean, what are we looking at on the weekend? How many matches? Probably, you know,
some of those guys pushing. Four matches, six, seven matches.
Well,
here. Yep.
Yeah, and so They're doing what they can to rest their bodies and get ready for the championship duel.
And those that have wrestled a lot of matches, and Navarro Shunke is not one of them, but Owen Warren was in the consolation bracket yesterday especially, so you're probably looking at five matches for him, six maybe. And I don't know if he wrestled against Brookings either, you know. They had that one sewn up as well.
Yeah. Yes. Numbers. I mean, almost every one of their kids were wrestling, you know, five, six matches. They, as a team, they just didn't hardly have a break at all.
Yeah, except for the ones that went to the finals, and they only had two matches Thursday, two matches yesterday, and they were able to spread them out. So, the Governors will wrestle Watertown in the third place matchup as they fall here 38-28 to Brandon Valley. Number one, Brandon Valley, will take on number two, Rapid City Stevens, as Stevens and Watertown wrestle at 220 pounds, but the Raiders lead this one 43-13. Let's look around the room again. Harrisburg on top, 39-23 on Brookings. They're wrestling at 285 now. Actually, it looks like that duel has come to an end, so Harrisburg gets the win. They will wrestle Sturgis for fifth place. And in Class B, as Kimball White Lake Platt Geddes wrestles at 182 pounds, they lead Canton 28-13, and will pick up an 8-6 victory at 182. That puts Kimball White Lake up by 18, 31-13, with three matches to go. So best case scenario for Canton, who's got two state champions coming up at 95 and 220, in Tanner Myers and Marshall Baldwin. But the best Canton can do is a 31-31 tie. So that one's still interesting, but Kimball White Lake definitely in the driver's seat. Three matches to go, right?
Oh, three. Yep. I thought you said two.
Yep. So, and then the far away, once again, Bonham Sky.
Carry the one.
Right. Ryan's married to a math teacher, but still counting on his fingers. 39-37 was a score for Bonham Scotland Avon as they defeated Kingsbury County, the 3 seed out of that tournament. And it is Philip Area who will defeat Redfield 37-20. So the Badlands Brawlers, the number 8 seed, will face Bonhomme Scotland Avon. Now they've got a 285-pound match coming up still, but Philip Area's clinched that one. So Philip Area against Bonhomme Scotland Avon for 5th place coming up. Kimball White Lake Platte Geddes. And, well, it'll be winner as winner Area defeats Parkston 57-8. That'll be a good one there for the championship, and unfortunately not going to be able to bring you the action of that one as we will again need to pack up and head to Sioux Falls Roosevelt. Well, let's take a 2-minute break. We'll come back, give you the recap of Pierre and Brandon Valley here as the Lynx will move on. You're listening to Pierre Governor Wrestling from the state tournament. 1060 KGFX, drgnews.com.
Philip Health Services would like to wish the Badlands Brawlers the best of luck at the state wrestling tournament. Philip Health has been built by tremendous community support from surrounding ranchers, farmers, and small business entrepreneurs. We want to give back with as much dedication. As we expand and renovate our nursing home, we want to say thank you for the generous support that we've received since 1956. We're currently hiring throughout the facility for licensed and non-licensed positions. Check us out on Facebook for a full listing or visit online philiphealthservices.com/jobs.
More to offer than ever before, it's the Oasis Pump and Pack Sinclair in Ocoma. Now offering Oasis Pump and Pack gift cards in any amount, ideal for any occasion. Your fast and easy one stop for hot food from Gourmet Grub and Hot Stuff Pizza. Ideal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Call in your orders at 234-5325. Open daily 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oasis Pump and Pack in Ocoma. Proud of our area students and their participation in all the activities that enrich our lives.
Hometown, locally owned, and service that's truly friendly. We are the Chamberlain Food Center. It's our goal to get you the most for your food dollars and offer you the finest meats and produce, a full-service deli, and bakery loaded with homemade goodness. So experience food shopping the way it should be at the Chamberlain Food Center, proud sponsors of Chamberlain Sports Broadcasts. Thanks to all the educators and students who make our school system great. Chamberlain Food Center.
Kennedy Implement is proud to support the Philip Area Wrestling Team and wishes them the best of luck at this weekend's tournament. Whether you're looking to buy or just needing to maintain the farm equipment you already have, the folks at Kennedy Implement can take care of all of your agricultural equipment and service needs. All you have to do is give them a call or stop by the Implement today. Kennedy Implement in Philip, a proud sponsor of the Philip Area Wrestlers.
Back in Sioux Falls as the second round done for the Pierre Governors here in the state dual tournament. There will be a new state dual champion as last year that title belonged to the Pierre Governors. But Brandon Valley and Rapid City Stevens are going to battle for that honor here in this one. The top finishing teams in the state individual tournament going to be able to battle here for the top one in the duel as well. And again, Kimball White Lake Platte Geddes leading Canton 31-13 as they try to unseat the reigning state dual champions in Class B as well. Here's how it happened for the Governors as Brandon Valley came out like a house of fire in that first few matches. They won the first 7 weight classes. Trevin Omi comes out and gets a 10-2 major decision win over Alex Odekoven, 4-0 Brandon Valley. Hayden McGuire at 113 wrestled extremely well. A technical fall win of 16-1 over Lincoln Schoenard that put the Lynx up 9-0. Then Jesse Johnson gets a 16-7 major decision win over Noah Williams to make it 13-0. Jordan Omi, a 15-5 major win over Nate Williams at 17-0. Brandon Valley after 4. Then Trayson Omi, injured and all with that bum left knee, comes out and pins Tristan Spencer in just 38 seconds. And that made it 23-0. And then Alex Mincer, as impressive as anybody, defeating Blake Judson by fall. 1:54. The Governors trailed 29-0. Gavin Chapman chipped in a decision at 1:45 as well to make it 32-0. But Chase Sarda does it again as he was trailing Caden Langenhorst 5-1 in that 152-pound match. But Sarda, in the third period, turns him around and gets him on his back with that signature headlock and a 4:23 win by fall for Chase Sarda. That put the Govs on the board, 32-6. Jaden Wiebe followed suit with a nice match, too, 13-4, major decision win over Sabrin Bortnum to make it 32-10. Brandon Valley, rather, did not report with Lucas Slack or anybody else for that matter at 170 pounds. Peter gets a win with an open forfeit at 32-16. The score becomes then Dominic Tucker wins the rubber match with Chance Sarda. The three matches they wrestled in three consecutive days, Sarda beat him by a pinfall on Thursday. Tucker beat him in the third place match yesterday. Tucker beats him 9-4 here today, similar to a 10-5 match that they had yesterday for that consolation championship. 35-16, Brandon Valley ends that three weight class win streak by the Governors. But after Damian Shunke defeats Gavin Stotts 12-5 to make it 38-16, Brandon Valley stays open in the last two weight classes. Owen Warren and Navarro Shunke do not report. Peer gets a couple more forfeit wins, three overall, to help pad the score in that one. But Brandon Valley very comfortable with a 38-28 victory over Peer. And as Rapid City Stevens has defeated Watertown, I believe it was 46-19 after winning that last one as well. The Rapid City Stevens Raiders will battle Brandon Valley for the championship. Peer will take on Watertown, and again, we're going to be signing off here in just a little bit. Won't be able to bring you coverage of that. We'll report as much as we can once we're on the air with high school basketball in River 92.7, 3:30 pregame. Right now on the air, Governor girls basketball as they host Sioux Falls Roosevelt. Saturday afternoon ball is on River 92.7 with David Burrell. But again, 38-28, our final here. As we talk about big plays, you got to go those first few matches that Brandon Valley meant business in. It looked like they certainly wanted to try to get a clean sweep of all of the matches. But Brandon Valley, as deep as they are, does have a couple of spots where the Governors were favored, and they did take advantage in those. But again, Brandon Valley just, I think a lot of people in awe of maybe what the Governors were able to do in the last number of years. Right now, you kind of look at Brandon Valley as being that team. And a lot of people are going to be in awe of over the next several years, and the team that everybody wants to gun for and bring down maybe as soon as possible. Otherwise, this wrestling dynasty and Brandon going to be lasting for quite some time. So again, that's how this one comes to an end, but let's talk about players of the game. Player of the game coming to us courtesy of Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. We'll hear from them once again. Before we do that, we'll remind you on behalf of the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety to slow down and buckle up every trip, every time, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, especially during winter driving, because snow means slow. Bauman Lumber with the player of the game coming up. You're listening to Peer Governor State Tournament Wrestling.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sail Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
Bauman Lumber player of the game in this one, the outstanding wrestler. It's I think we kind of got to go with a doubleheader here. Chase Sarda, who came up with a big win in this one. And, you know, the way this match was going, this duel, it kind of looked like we thought Brandon Valley was going to take a clean sweep if they could possibly get one. Chase Sarda, for the second match in a row, said nope as he turns Caden Langenhorst around and gets the win by fall. and Chase Sarda with two great matches. And, you know, maybe Pierre had an advantage in that, too, because Chase didn't wrestle in the state individual tournament, but due to the injury to Deegan Huska, Chase gets that opportunity to wrestle here today. And that is worthy of a just a good player of the game honor from KGF Exports and Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Well done, Chase Sarda. The Governors will try one more time to finish with a victory. They take on the Watertown Arrows for third place coming up. The action that we have with high school basketball will be coming up. We're trying to sort some things out, but Stanley County Buffaloes will be playing postseason basketball here on KGFX coming up in the week ahead. We've got postseason basketball also with 94.5 KPLO, KMLO 100.7 FM, Star 99 with Region 2B and Region 6A action as well. As we've got it all covered on the stations of DRG Media Group. Well, all of the duels of the second round are done. Kimball Whitelake, who had a 31-13 lead, got a 7-1 victory as well. At 195 pounds, they went up 34-13, and then Canton calls it a day for that duel, and they will go open in the last two weight classes. So Kimball Whitelake Platte Geddes defeats the other previous champion, the Canton Seahawks, by the score of 46-13, and the state B championship will pair Winter Area against Kimball Whitelake Platte Geddes. For two teams from Central South Dakota, we wish them both the best of luck, and to the Philip Area Badlands Brawlers, who will take on Bonhomme Scotland Avon in the fifth place matchup in Class B for those teams that we still wish the best for as well. That is going to bring to an end our coverage of state wrestling tournament action here from the Denny Sanford Premier Center in Sioux Falls. Our thanks to John Neff and to Trinity Pearson for running the show in studio on back at KGFX, to all of the sponsors who have made our coverage of the state tournament a possibility. Here today, our game sponsors include Gators Pizza, Pasta, and Subs, May Adam Law Office, Kathy Sonnenschein Properties, the Peer Regional Airport, also Avera St. Mary's Hospital, Hawaii Federal Credit Union, First Dakota National Bank, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates, Cowboy Country Stores, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Wagner Auto, and Coca-Cola Bottling and Beer. Coverage on a regional basis of the state tournament is also sponsored by Philip Health Services, First National Bank of Philip, Philip Motors, Ernie's Building Center, Kennedy Implement, by West 40, Thiel's Collision Center, Chamberlain Food Center, Oasis Pump and Pack, Riverview Chevrolet, and other coverage of state wrestling reports on Thursday and Friday, also sponsored in part by Kennebec Telephone, Dakota Land Bird Seed of Vivian, Room and Ag, Miller Rexall, Kent Clark Insurance, Langer's Family Foods, Gas and Goodies, Stan Seesaw, Gettysburg, Brown Agronomy, Schlocker Lumber, Gettysburg Collision Center, and Great Western Bank. Also by the corner, Oahe Grain and Sunrise Bank of Oneida. By Arrowwood Cedar Shores of Oklahoma, Great Western Bank of Chamberlain, and First Dakota National Bank of Chamberlain, and by Fort Pierre Livestock. With announcements heard throughout from the South Dakota High School Activities Association and coverage of sporting events within the broadcast on KGFX are also sponsored by the Becky Potsava State Farm Insurance Agency, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Montana Dakota Utilities, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Agtegra, CHS River Plains, Bauman Lumber, and Wagner Auto in Pierre, the one place to go. Broadcast of this state tournament event has been made possible by this station, our sponsors, and the member schools of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. No broadcast in whole or in part may be made without the written permission of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. For Trinity in studio and for our sponsors and for Ryan Noyes and John Calder, we thank them for their commentary and expertise outside here both last night for the state championship matches and today in state dual tournament coverage. I'm Brian Oakland wishing you a great rest of this weekend. This is the official voice of Pierre Governor Sports, 1060 KGFX 103.1 FM and DRG News. HighSchoolBasketball.com. Enjoy the rest of this weekend, everybody, and join me. Join David Burrell for High School Basketball of River 92.7 for the Governor Girls hosting Sioux Falls Roosevelt. I'll be on at 3:30 or when that broadcast gets over, and we'll have Governor Boys Basketball from Roosevelt High as well. A little bit later on River 92.7 and DRGNews.com.